Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bilpolian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
Just sit right back and you'll hear some talk about a football team. And rear end holes and wedge salads, PFW in Progress. The host was a mighty radio man, his crew was a childish bunch. They invited New England Patriots fans for a two-hour lunch. A two-hour lunch. The email started getting rough, the producer, he was lost. If not for the courage of the fearless Fred, the broadcast would be tossed. The broadcast would be tossed. The show's alive and it can be heard on Patriots.com with Fred Kirsch and Big Head 2. The balding one and his paunch. Scalavino, Tacoma, and Dr. D. BFW in Progress.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. It is Tuesday, and a rare Tuesday at that, because Big Head's here.
Everybody's here.
Why are you here?
I'm out of vacation days.
Oh. Okay. But the full gang's here. Andy, Eric, Paul, Fred, Toyota's in the booth. No more Doc. Doc has been relieved of the booth duties.
Good.
About time. Now, what are we going to do when this guy's relieved of his duties?
I heard Doc made a new hire.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard as well. I'm not at liberty to announce that as of yet.
Hot blonde with tatas?
No.
Oh.
Sadly.
Not even close.
Just pretty much the opposite.
So,
is it who we thought it was?
We will soon have a new show producer.
So, ugly brunette with no tatas.
Guy.
And male.
Yeah.
Gay or straight?
What? It matters to you. You
know, they need a gimmick. Well, they have to have a gimmick.
Well, he needs to know if he has a shot.
He wants to know.
You became the liberal, correct? They need a gimmick. If they're just playing,
we'll find out when he's here, and we'll introduce him, and we'll talk to him. And
you were always liberal. You just came out
with it. We'll find out who he is. Anyway, welcome to PFW in Progress. 508-543-7482 is the phone number. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. We're getting closer to the start of training camp.
Oh, boy.
Countdown begins. Today's what, the 13th?
Yes.
Yeah.
16 more days,
16 days
until it opens up for the fans.
And so for us.
And us, too.
For us, yeah.
Well, we have things to do before then. You know, the conditioning run the day before, and there'll be things.
I don't actually
We're not going to be.
And I sure as hell don't watch it.
Luckily, I don't have to do the conditioning run. I don't think I'd make it.
Rookies will report that Monday, so things will start heating up before the 29th.
Not really.
No.
I mean, for them,
for
but
them,
on our
yeah.
side, fan side, nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah,
29th is the day.
The rookies will be here soon, matter of fact. They have to report
right.
Before everybody else.
So
and
for
then
everybody.
Selected
us.
Veterans yeah. come back, and then.
There's
you know,
nothing
like
we can report
open.
Unless, you know, just signings. Rookie, right. there are only
Which
six,
we had
six
another
rookies
signing.
Left.
We had another yep. signing yesterday.
Brandon yep. Dedrick.
Yeah. So that's what? Is that six out of 12?
Six out of 12.
Half dozen.
Yep.
They are now, isn't it. Yeah, it's everybody from round four down. It's first rounder.
Well, not everybody. Zach
third
Robinson
rounder.
Didn't sign.
Oh, okay. I thought it was everybody.
No.
Right.
Price swap, Price and Robinson.
Oh, we only have, Price we only have 3 second rounders,
Price
right?
signed and Robinson
Price
didn't,
right.
so those would be the two. Swap it.
All right.
I guess no first rounder has signed yet. That's
right.
not that.
Taylor Price is inked.
Yeah, he is.
That's what he just
That's
said.
What he just said.
Oh, I thought you said wasn't.
That's
Sorry.
Why Robinson hasn't, because right. those are the two that have flopped,
right.
low and high.
Gotcha. Sorry.
So, Yeah, but no first rounder in the league is signed yet, isn't that
no, they'll
surprising. Other news, Brady working out
good.
In California. He's getting ready to come back.
Great.
That's nice.
Yippee!
Woo-hoo.
I'm excited. Why, yeah. You know, this is ridiculous. this is
Let's get on with the show.
A show about the Patriots for Patriots fans, and you guys could care not one lick about the team's quarterback.
But
That's not untrue at all.
If I didn't care about the quarterback,
then I wouldn't care that he's in California for the whole offseason.
Andy doesn't care. He's like, whoopee, I don't care.
That he worked out at UCLA, like he's been doing for 90%
of the offseason?
I'd rather know that he is working out than he isn't.
We know that he's been working out. It's just that he's been. He's been reported that he's been, Rick Neuheisel tweeted that he was working out at UCLA a couple of months ago.
You guys seem to doubt that he's working out.
I don't know.
That's not what we said. We never said that.
Proving yet again, you don't listen.
No, he hears what
I
he
don't
wants
know
to
why
hear.
You have the headset on. You might as well just take it off because you don't use it.
I'm here to defend.
At least he's got the headset on correctly.
I'm here to defend the honor of the New England Patriots.
Everything.
Oh, God.
See, it's funny because this is going to turn into a right argument because
always does
because it always does with Fred. But I think Andy, Eric, and I are also here to defend the Patriots. It's Tom Brady that we're wondering what he's doing. The Patriots, we're on their side.
We, like Robert Kraft, are with the owner. You are against the owner.
I tend to side with the Kraft family in general.
I'm with Robert Kraft.
You're not.
Nice try.
It is what it is.
Hey, nice try.
You know.
But seriously, I don't know why you're pitting it anti-Patriot.
All I said was, we're all pro-Patriot.
We're wondering where Brady is.
All I said was, you know, Brady's been working out, getting ready to come back. He says he doesn't give a rat's ass. Why do you have to have that attitude?
Well,
I actually think
you
called the quarterback out in your edit letter of the Patriots Football Weekly that just went to print, is on newsstands now. You didn't in name, but you requested a return to the days when guys like Teddy Bruschi and Rodney Harrison were, quote, addicted to their profession. Is that the word?
Right.
Addicted?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Did the quarterback used to be addicted to his profession?
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, you're going to answer a question with
a question.
Yes. I see what you've done.
Why can he not... Why is it, in your mind, why is he unable to be addicted to his profession by working out in California?
Because when you work out solo, you don't get the timing down with your receivers. You don't get the camaraderie with the rest of your teammates.
Forget that. There's not a coach on the earth that wouldn't prefer that his players do the exact same workout together in the same weight room than in 52 separate
cities. That's
true. Team chemistry.
I still contend
it's better that he were here. Thank you for the questions.
I still contend that he can be addicted to his profession the way he's doing it now.
When it's connected to his schedule.
Is that when Giselle says
you're addicted to football.
Is that as good for the team? No, of course not. The team would rather have him here. But as far as the way he believes in his profession, I believe he can still be addicted to his profession.
Fred, I don't doubt for one second.
At this point in his life, I'm more concerned with what he does when he's here. And what I've seen so far is that he's still the leader of this team.
And I have no doubts about when he's on the field competing, that he wants to compete and win more than anybody else on the field. I have no doubt about that. Our issue is with how he's able to perform on the field with the other 10 guys that he's with.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Okay, fine. That's it. That solves that argument.
Yeah. Let's move on. Next topic.
You guys doubt the man. I don't.
Well, it was a little bit of a problem last year, is all I'll say.
Why?
They had trouble getting on the same page.
Team lacked leadership.
Why?
I don't know why.
Right.
Just stating it as a point of fact.
You think it had anything to do with his commitment?
Might have.
We'll never know because we don't have the one factor.
He wasn't good enough to overcome it.
This is one of those hypotheticals that becomes facts.
Some of my favorite sports things.
I don't know what would have happened if he was here all year working out with the guys.
There could be a million reasons, but you guys want to, you know, lean towards it's his commitment.
He's not contributing at the same level.
It's one of the issues. It's different, Fred, than it was 5-6 years ago.
Well, I think that, you know,
that's fact, not opinion.
I think any of these guys, these quarterbacks, you know, with the exception of Peyton, the God, Peyton Manning.
Drew Brees.
You know,
who brought his name up?
You know,
and
well,
Drew
it
Brees.
Just comes. When you talk Brady, you have to mention Manning. It's a rule. It's a law, actually.
Right, right. You know, I think guys evolve.
I don't think Brady's commitment to football is any less than it was before.
You honestly believe that? You honestly think that he thinks exactly the same about football today as he did in 2003?
I do.
He can't possibly.
I think he still loves playing.
He's gotten married and he's had children.
I think Eric put it perfectly. When he's playing football, that's the most important thing to him.
Right.
When he's doing something else, football's not the most important thing to him. In 2003, football was the most important thing to him 100% of the time. Now, you could make an argument. He's a healthier person and good for him for having perspective.
And he is.
And that's fine. I'm not criticizing him for that. Honestly, I'm not.
We're just talking about the football.
But I don't know how you can deny that football's the same to him now as it was seven years ago.
I think he's still addicted to his profession.
When it's convenient. When it's not at the cost of anything else.
before. I think he, at the cost of all else, was addicted to his profession.
If you're asking me, if I were,
he found other things that were of
which is fine.
Higher importance.
But from a Patriots perspective, the old Brady was better for the Patriots.
But if you were asking me, what, you know, my son is going to be a great athlete. He's going to be able to do these things. Would I rather have him be like Brady and be well-rounded and have different things in his life, or be 100% consumed by football like Peyton Manning? I'll say Brady 100 times out of 100.
Brian,
but
Cleveland,
unless
again,
you own the team that Brady plays for.
Right, well, that's true. Right.
Brian in Cleveland's on the phone. He wants to talk about this specific topic, so we'll get him right on. Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. I just want to tell you about the great new cheerleader exhibit at the Hall at Patriot Place.
Come on, blow him up. Now, are there nude photos in this exhibit?
The ratings are too high.
There is not nude photos.
Wait
no.
a minute. Before,
semi-nude?
This is Brian Morey, the executive director
of the
Hall
calendar,
at Patriot
then
Place.
Yes.
So, Brian, you fooled us.
We do have cheerleader calendars on display in the exhibit, though, Andy. If
the original?
See it.
How long has the calendar been around?
It goes back quite a few years. It was not always a swimsuit calendar, however.
Action photos?
Sometimes there was just images of the cheerleaders posing in their uniforms.
I like your boobs.
It's gotten more risque since Fred Gersh took over.
Yes, we've noticed that and appreciated that greatly. In fact, I'm staring at one now. Well, actually, four.
I am no longer.
And Gary Gordecki's love was at the cheerleader launch.
Who was?
Gary Gordecki's love.
Oh.
Allison.
Oh. Okay.
The one that hangs in the radio
studio. Cheerleader?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, she's phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Well, Brian, how long does this exhibit last?
This exhibit goes through September, Fred. It's a must-see.
And if our Solid. Listeners go, will they be satisfied?
Is it interactive?
well,
like scratching
to you, Andy.
I thought you prided yourself on the hall being interactive, so I'm just asking the obvious question.
I just want to know, does it end happily?
Oh, God.
Presented by Raytheon.
Oh, you guys are unbelievable.
Or does it come in spurts?
Now that's ridiculous.
That was just way over the line.
Brian, congratulations. Man. This is interesting, though. Seriously.
And Tom Brady still loves football.
Of course he does.
When he's playing. Not as much as he did, you know, 7 years ago.
When he's actually playing, he loves it.
Well, no, I mean.
When he's not, he has other things that consume his time. And I have nothing.
May have changed a little bit.
Right. Yes. That's all we're
that's
saying.
That's all that we're suggesting.
All we're saying.
Except for Fred, who.
Oh, is this the thing?
Has his head in the sand.
I'm going to get the
Anyway,
calendar.
Toyota, more importantly, where is the food?
No, don't.
Bye, Brian.
Answer
Bye,
the question.
Guys.
All right,
Brian.
No, that, seriously, there
Did
is
Did you go
the,
over there?
I was being
Cheers
serious.
For the Years is
I
open.
I know you were.
Cheers for the Years is open at the Hall of Patriot Place now. If you want to check it out, it's pretty
Presented
interesting to
by
see
Raytheon.
How the cheerleading squad has evolved over the years.
It reminds me of when we were in Oakland and they had the Raiderettes through the decades. It was a reunion and they had the Raiderettes from the 50s.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's right.
Out. They wheeled themselves out.
Yeah, wow. Some of them weren't looking too good.
Okay.
Actually,
all right.
My wife works with an original Patriots cheerleader at the hospital.
Really?
Right. Yeah.
I don't like being tricked like that. Tacoma.
Don't do that.
If you weren't quitting, you'd be fired.
I made an exception to our rule of always making the first caller wait 45 minutes, and then it wasn't even on the topic that we
That's
were
why
talking
I figured
about.
I had to say something, or else Morey was going to be on the phone for like an hour.
No, but we could have set it up, and we could have made it like a real thing. So, we're going to have Brian talk
he
about
it. He said specifically, Fred won't let me on the show.
Of course I would. Of course I would let him on.
I'm sorry, Fred. I apologize.
We're here to help
times.
Each other. You know, we're all on the same team here. By the way, I am getting the Tower 200.
Is that this?
Like, yeah. Seriously, you've already ordered it? Or?
No, I'm going to get it. If you order it online, you get the free straight bar.
Are you going to get the shake weight, too?
No, I'm not going to get the shake weight.
He gets enough of that. Hasn't
Andy
he?
Should get the
shake weight. He can't get the straight bar and the shake weight.
I might
the same
get a
time.
Shake, though, after I work out.
Because you should have a juice. Put your juicer to use.
No, I've been drinking that V8 Fusion. It's very good.
That's fine.
Yeah.
The issue is buying the $200 juicer that you waste. Most people buy the $3 bottle of juice at the store. That's fine. That's a good idea. Yeah. You should have never bought the juicer.
11-minute workout DVD, and you can look like that, right?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, if any way Fred goes, you know, 10% towards looking like that, they should make him the spokesman and do this is before and after because it'll be a miracle. No offense.
I could shape my body very easily. I have a very
It's already shaped.
I have a very
into a round mouth, just like a pear.
I have a very moldable body.
Yeah, soft, doughy clay.
All right, webradio@patriots.com.
All right.
Is the email address.
Hopefully, he's getting.
How about Big Steiny, Fred? Huh? Big Steiny, dead at 82.
Yeah, we should mention that.
Info.
A sports icon.
Yep.
When it comes to owners and George Steinbrenner dead at 80 with a massive heart attack.
And Eric wanted to know, what's a massive heart
attack? Well, how do they determine the degree of severity of the heart attack? Right after, I mean, do they do an autopsy? How does that work? I don't understand.
I just think
it's
moments from when it happened to when that's it.
We have some medical people who listen to the show. Maybe they can call in or write in and tell us.
See later or whatever. Yeah.
Percentage.
So they have to actually do something.
I don't know.
He was instantly dead, so it was massive.
It would have to be.
But we were talking about upstairs. He's no question an icon who kind of faded and failed in recent years and was pushed into the background. And we were talking about the fact that he was born on 4th of July.
Yep.
And Al Davis, a similar type icon who has...
Contrasts, though, in that one knew when it was time to sort of go to the sidelines and the other one...
Oh, Steinbrenner so sure. didn't know when
it
was
time removed.
To go. Yes. He's been severe dementia.
By the son? Yeah. Well, I mean, by
he
the people,
can't,
yeah.
He's incapacitated. He's, I mean, there's
No, but I mean, like, the son knew he was going to take over eventually, but did he tell the...
Well, no, it was actually the son-in-law, and then they got divorced, so it wasn't the son, so there was actually kind of a wrinkle in the whole plan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If he didn't have, the problems with dementia, he would not have...
still be doing it?
He'd be Al Davis. But I just thought it was interesting they were born on the same day, 1 year apart. He was 80, Davis is 79, and these things come in threes, so if you have Al Davis in the death pool, it might be a good week for you.
Well, there's been quite a few guys that have died recently.
I'm sure there have.
Every day.
No, in sports, the announcer died.
Bob Shepard.
Bob Shepard died.
Yeah, the guy from the Yankees. Right. I'd be worried if I were the third old Yankee guy, because they've lost two, and the third is coming.
Jack Craig, who's a local
sports
critic.
Make sure Yogi Berra's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Died yesterday. He was one of the pioneers in the sports column in newspapers. Jack Craig, he died yesterday.
I thought he was the goalie for the Olympics.
The sports...
Jim.
Jim Craig. No, that's Jim Craig.
It's the radio and TV critic column, not just the sports column.
I was thinking he was the original columnist.
Right. So, bad about George Steinbrenner. He wasn't very active in the team anymore, was he?
No. He lost it 5 years ago.
We just finished.
Yeah, he doesn't listen. But it's proven.
How many times has George Steinbrenner been
sent to prison?
Put on suspension where he had to stay away from the team?
I think only once.
Just once?
For a formal suspension, but I don't know. I may have missed one back in the day.
Do you think Billy Martin will come to the funeral?
Probably not.
No.
He'll meet him upstairs.
Yeah, probably not.
Exactly.
He'll be
or downstairs, maybe.
He'll be trying to bar the door.
He just asked him.
He did.
What is wrong with you?
All right, so that...
He made himself laugh with
that. He didn't speak. That's today's...
Did you realize what you were saying?
Yeah, he's dead.
Did you realize it when you were saying it?
Sure. No.
No, that means
you
no.
You didn't.
Can you pass those cups over?
Cookies are here, too.
He didn't know Billy Martin was dead, but he knew all cookies.
Another subject that we haven't been able to discuss because it happened after our last show was LeBron. The decision.
Yeah.
Capitals.
You know,
the decision.
I think that basketball is one of the only team sports that could happen, something like that.
You don't think it would happen
in the NFL?
This winter, if two of the top quarterbacks of all time became free agents?
I don't.
Really?
No.
And decided to play on the same team together?
Well, that's the flaw. But you don't think Randy Moss could talk to Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or anybody and decide, let's do it together. Let's go to X, Y, or Z together.
I don't.
Why?
Because when you get to that caliber of player and they become a free agent, they have the franchise tag, and these guys wouldn't be allowed to, you know, go off and do whatever they want like that. It just wouldn't be – guys don't become as free as they are in the NBA to do whatever the hell they want.
Well, they're free in all three other sports.
Yeah.
The NFL is the most restrictive.
Yeah, but in the NHL, they're just –
But what if they're not franchised and now they have the same
free? Yeah, conceivably. I mean, look
– Or even if they are franchised, the player always holds the cards. When you're as good as Tom Brady, you can be franchised all you want. Sooner or later, if you want to leave, you're leaving.
Yeah.
Because you're going to put your foot down. The team can't just let you sit and waste away.
But I just think in the NBA, you know, it is a player's league. And you can get two or three superstars and you can all of a sudden become –
That's a great point. And because it's so easy to make a great team, I think the NBA lends itself to it. What I disagree with is that somehow the showmanship of what the NBA did, and it was an embarrassment. We talked about it last week.
We talked about it a little on the podcast on
Friday. Somehow it's now deemed, well, that's what that league is all about. You know, our buddy Mike Felger, that's par for the course. It's the only sport that could happen in. Where I strongly disagree with that.
Wait, what? I don't understand what's bad about what they did other than the TV show. They decided they wanted to join forces to try to win.
That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the...
David Stern just said he didn't like it.
Yeah, well, David Stern says a lot of dumb stuff.
Well, but I think that that could happen in any sport. I think if, you know, to use our example, Randy Moss is a guy that I could see doing that next year. Let's just say, for argument's sake, and we talked about this after the show last week, Andy, I'll be interested to get your take. If he puts up a, you know, a 85, 1,300, 13 touchdown season, and he's open, he's probably going to sign another 2 or 3 year contract somewhere. And what you think if he went to NFL Network and said, "Let's put this on," you don't think they would do it? I think they would do it.
Do it, but do you think it would garner the attention that LeBron?
No,
came?
He's not LeBron.
Yeah,
I think he would do it
in his prime, Fred. Yes.
Well.
When Randy Moss was with the Vikings and he was putting up those numbers.
I don't even think then.
Well, how about Tom Brady's last contract? Had he done it?
LeBron is...
Well, if Brady or... I was thinking more in terms of Randy Moss as a guy who would do it. I don't think Brady or Manning would do it. Certainly, if Brady and Manning wanted to do it, it would be as big as LeBron. Right. If they wanted to dictate on NFL Network or wherever, ESPN, if Brady goes to ESPN, it would be just as highly anticipated and watched as LeBron would be.
Or even... I could see it happening.
Right. I could see it happening. I don't think that's strictly the NBA. I think Fred's point about the joining forces is strictly the NBA because of the reason Fred said.
Well, I think if the Brady and Manning is in question more in the other sports, but I think the joining, I mean,
that happens
we see
all the
players
time.
Do it. Randy Moss did it. He had his Packers, Patriots, whatever he was willing to go to because he wanted to play with quarterbacks.
Guys talk all the time. Hey, come here. You know, we can do this here, but it's just a little bit harder.
Yeah, you can't ensure that it's going to be even mildly successful, never mind ultimately successful.
You know, I could see Brady and Manning. Brady and Moss. I know what Moss thinks about Brady. I'm not sure.
Right.
If Brady, you know, I'm sure Brady recognizes how wonderfully talented Moss is, but I'm not sure he wants to deal with all the other stuff. But I could see that happening. If they both become free agents next year, that, you know, they're keeping in contact with each other. Hey, let's make this a package deal. I don't know how many teams could do it with the cap and all that stuff, but I can see things like that happening. I don't think that's strictly an NBA thing, you know, this whole entertainment thing that they've been getting criticized for. I thought it was reprehensible, but I don't think it's an NBA exclusive problem.
The whole show was weird. The whole environment was weird. Jim Gray was weird. LeBron was weird in some of his answers. The whole thing just had a creepy kind of feel to it.
Jim Gray was acting like he was asking a third grader questions. The delivery was weird. The setting was weird.
Now they're saying he's the one that approached LeBron about this.
Imagine Fred
about this whole special. That was Jim Gray's idea.
The production was terrible. Yeah.
And the whole, we're going to give the proceeds to the Boys and Girls Club, so we'll hold it in a Boys and Girls Club in the richest community in the country.
Right.
Why don't we do an inner city Boys and Girls Club somewhere where it would actually be a cool event for these kids instead of the rich, privileged kids getting LeBron to come to their place?
Yeah. I have no problem with anything that LeBron did except for that show.
Right. Which probably wasn't his idea. It was probably somebody else's, and he went along with it. Yeah. I find it hard to believe that he said, you know what we should do right now? Call ESPN and tell them we want to do a show to announce it. My guess is some marketing agent, somebody, Nike, Bing, the companies that were involved, University of Phoenix, I think, was one of them.
Right.
It was a business thing that was brought to him, and he agreed. And I think that was a bad decision on his part.
Congratulations to Spain and Iggy for winning the World Cup on Sunday.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Iggy was
good for you, Iggy.
Really excited. He actually sent us an email. He says, Spain beat Holland and South Africa for our first World Cup. I know you guys, especially Paul, do not like soccer, but
that's
I can tell you it's a great sport. The good thing for me is that I enjoy the best of both worlds, my New England Patriots and Selección Española, which is the Spanish national team. This has allowed me to live two wonderful moments in my life, the one I lived yesterday after the final in that magical Vinatieri field goal in the Dome against the Rams. And both times I had the same thought. I can't believe it, but it's true. We are world champs. Viva España!
Sorry, Iggy. I'm going to be honest. I was rooting for the Netherlands.
Really?
Well, I like orange, and I have a tie from the team.
I was actually rooting for Netherlands, too, but I'm happy for Iggy. And, you know, Iggy, not all of us dislike soccer on this show. Fred and I are big proponents. I think, Tacoma, you like soccer, don't you?
I like soccer. I was rooting for the Netherlands because real men wear orange. Yeah.
I was definitely rooting for Spain.
I didn't know a game was
being
played.
You were definitely rooting for Spain?
Yeah.
Why?
Because the Netherlands played, but I didn't know until well after that it was
over. Because they're what?
They're racist.
I didn't find out who won until the next day. In all seriousness.
Which racist? Ones did you say are racist?
Netherlands.
Spain's pretty racist, too.
Really?
Remember the whole Pau Gasol Spanish national team thing with the whole slanty eyes thing?
I don't know, but that's what
before the Olympics, they posed for a picture holding their eyes slanty before China.
Yeah.
Wow, that's not good. Let's see. And John writes in, he thinks that the whole thing was fixed.
What, the World Cup?
Yeah, he says, if you look at the Spanish games, it's clear they were favored from the start. I think in the final, the Dutch played a bit harder than the Spanish with one extremely harsh karate foul, but the perception to the world is that it was a dirty, frustrated team. The image was created by the ref who drew the yellow card for every time the Spanish overreacted when someone barely touched them, and by reruns of every Dutch foul, but hardly any Spanish ones. Then there was the bad non-corner and goal offside call. I, as well as many others, are convinced Spain had to win. I've said it before the World Cup started. Even my Spanish colleagues agree. FIFA is corrupt and gave Spain the win. I'm guessing because the world likes the way the team plays and maybe to stimulate the economy, which is really bad at the moment.
Well,
so he also has a question along these lines. Is it possible in the NFL, and has it ever happened? I'm not talking about just one game, but several games that matter, especially playoff games where from an objective point of view, it's clear that one team was heavily favored. And he means from a refereeing point of view, not from an odds maker point of view. So
no.
I mean, not
that I know of.
I mean, we would have, you know, if there was any...
I mean, we joke about 2001, like the year the country had a tragedy and right. The red, white, and blue and everything that it came together for the greatest upset, but I don't think anybody really believes it was fixed.
No. Is he asking if games were fixed or could they be?
No, were, ever.
Yeah.
In the pros.
We
know in college they were.
I agree with Andy that I don't know of any, but I think we're all probably being a little naive if we think it's never happened.
Oh.
But do you honestly think the World Cup was?
Yeah, he thinks that this was a league-wide conspiracy that FIFA mandated.
I couldn't intelligently talk about that. I have no
idea. And why would they be the chosen ones?
They were ranked number one. Brazil was ranked number one coming in, but there was a lot of emotional sentiment for Spain. I mean, I don't know why they had any more so than the Netherlands, who'd been to the finals twice and lost, where Spain never even had been to the semifinals before.
It was like beating the Buffalo Bills to win your first title.
Yeah, I was kind of like, well, how come the Netherlands doesn't have all of this emotional attachment? I mean, they were talking about how, yo, it'll be great because it'll be the first win for either country, whoever wins, but Spain was definitely the more talked about
team
throughout.
What about the economy thing, helping Spain's economy?
Then wouldn't it be like Greece or somebody? Wouldn't they want it? I mean,
well, Spain is having difficulties
worse
almost
than Greece.
Well, not worse than, but pretty much on par with.
And plus, you've got to pick a team that's capable of winning.
If they were rigging this thing, that dude who kicked him in the chest would have not been in the game anymore. Did you see that?
Yeah, there were a couple of calls that.
Chest.
I mean, he was pulling out yellows like it was Halloween candy, but there were a couple of reds that he could have given early that he didn't. So I was. I mean, if you're going to call the ticky-tack fouls, you got to call the real ones, too. But, you know, that would have decided the game in the first 10 minutes, and then nobody wants that, so it was weird. But it wasn't a good game. The game itself wasn't a good game.
No, it wasn't.
It was a bad championship game.
All right, so that's enough for World
Cup. But a good
cup.
Soccer's
done
cup overall.
Until 4 years from now. We'll talk
about
it again.
No, it's not done.
What?
It starts up again next month, actually, Fred.
What starts up again? The World Cup?
Pro
what?
Soccer.
You're not going to Superliga tomorrow night?
No, I'm Fred's talking about like European pro soccer.
World Cup is all that matters, and he's right.
So we'll get back to football, and want to thank Tree Hugger in Oregon for lunch today. Thank you very much. He says, I'm too swamped right now to come up with a good off-season TV theme parody. I wanted to let you know that I brought my brother in Winchester a subscription to PFW and hoped that it would bring us closer together. I was also hoping that he would give me a little code on the mailing label so I could see the full online edition. So far, neither outcome has transpired.
Well, we benefited anyway.
Right.
We got a subscription.
But thank you, Tree Hugger, for the lunch. And right now we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to all of your emails here in PFW in Progress.
Hey, Brian, it's Dad. I heard you. you won Patriot season tickets for life. Maybe we could grab a game together.
Who's this again?
It's Dad.
What kind of joke is this? You're not my dad.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm your dad.
Yeah, third one today. Okay, Dad, tell me, when's my birthday?
Oh, come on, Bri. You won Patriot season tickets for life. You want to talk about your birthday?
I'm hanging up.
Don't hang up on your father.
Oh, yeah. They'll be coming out of the woodwork once they find out you won season tickets for life on the New England Patriots instant game. You could also win $1 million instantly, plus a boatload of other great prizes.
I could do one of those quick adoptions. We could go to the game together and talk about the old days.
We don't have old days.
Good point.
Bye, Daddy.
Pick up the new Patriots instant game from the Mass State Lottery, masslottery.com.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in?
It says here American Airlines flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. It says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? You're jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight-related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited. But only when I travel.
Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Okay, so to recap, these are last year's sales results, and here's how we stand now. I need some clutch players who can get us some numbers up on the board. Ted.
Yes, sir.
In the fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter.
We've come from behind in the fourth quarter before. Ted,
what?
I need you here in the shotgun. Put on this helmet.
It's a garbage can.
Do it.
But it's dark in here.
Susan!
Yes?
What? You're going to reverse right and then break left at the cubicle.
What?
I am.
Let's go!
Mr. Krevelin?
That was awkward.
Think football? Bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
You got it?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
You can take the trash can off now.
What?
Keep the Change copy pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services and Bank of America and member FDIC. Copyright 2009, Bank of America Corporation.
Hello?
This is Patriots Hall of Famer Gino Cappelletti.
Hello!
You're listening to PFW in Progress on Patriots.com Radio. Really, Fred? My hip?
All right, we're back. PFW in
Did
progress.
The guy who just can't take a commercial
right.
yell at you because you weren't quite ready for 1 second?
He
went 20 minutes of dead air while he's dropping F-bombs and banging on machines in there.
Was he banging?
Machines.
Oh, machines.
It's the only thing he's going to be banging soon once his girlfriend finds a new dude down south.
Wow.
The dirty south.
Could be Bill Clinton, maybe. 508-543-7482.
Where's that Mason
Web radio at patriots.com is the email address. We're enjoying lunch from Tree Huggers.
Cookies are phenomenal, as always.
Got a lot of emails here.
A lot of emails.
And we should probably just get right to them.
Why don't you, Fred?
Why start now? You know, people won't have things to talk about here. Let's see. James writes in, and this is James from Brisbane.
Well done, Fred.
Wait a minute. Before we get to James, sorry.
Yeah.
Did you thank our listeners yet again for another huge month?
Yeah, we had another
ratings
book.
The growth
Thursday,
is so
yeah, he did.
High.
Yeah, I think he did.
That I'm starting to question the ratings.
Right.
No offense.
No, don't question. Don't
I know
question.
You're involved with that process.
Don't
but
do
like,
that.
It goes up by like 25% a month, which just seems mildly ridiculous.
Really happy about, very excited about it, and
maybe
we hope
they're
it continues.
Maybe we've been adding each month together.
500% since last year at this time.
500. Name something else in the world that's up 500% besides us,
Andy.
I know.
Be nice.
I know. Andy, I can't believe you didn't jump into your own window that you opened.
He's looking around.
I
for
have
help.
No bleeping
He's
idea what we're
at
talking
all of
about.
Us.
Paul's waist.
Oh, good call. All right.
Eric's pomposity.
James
that,
says,
that wasn't worthy of a rim shot. Come on.
James says, hope you're all recovered from...
I mean shots.
You're all...
All right, that might have been.
I love when Fred does the deadpan look into the camera.
I need a camera, though.
We have them. We got them. Two of them.
I hope you're all recovered from the big weekend of sports after the World Cup, Formula One, and Tour de France. my sleeping patterns are really out of whack. I was happy to see the Spanish win the World Cup, but it really wasn't a great game. No, it wasn't. I have a couple of games for you since today I'm in a mood, a good mood.
In a mood.
I was wondering if, as part of a trade, is it legal for teams to insert a buyback clause in the deal? I had this thought when thinking about Brady's situation. Say, for whatever reason, retirement, free agency, he's not on the team in 2011, and we had a deal in the Matt Cassel trade where we could buy him back from KC for our first-round pick. Would you do that?
Oh, would I do it?
Yeah.
I'd consider it. But I don't believe it's legal in any way. I've never heard anything of the such.
I think he understands that.
I would.
I don't know.
I'd consider it.
Yeah,
I would consider it.
So after you trade a guy, you could put a clause at some point in the future we could buy him back.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever going to happen.
If it were legal, I would consider it.
But I think the question here is more along the lines of, would you take Matt Cassel back to replace Tom Brady for a first-round pick?
No.
I'm not sure I would either, Fred. I think if they felt that highly of him, they could have found a way to keep him. You know, they only got a second-round pick for him.
No, but, you know.
It wasn't like they got blown away with an offer they couldn't turn down.
And I know how good Matt Cassel is.
They could have found a way to keep him.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind him being our backup, but I think that as a team we could do better.
I would go the other side and say you could do worse.
I'd rather take
a one or two season hit, wait for the right guy, and then go get that guy.
He won 11 games when he
but
started.
But you can have him.
Well, as Paul points out,
he won 10,
11
but,
games.
Yeah.
Patriots were better in 08 than 09, Paul points out.
No,
I
simply said that they weren't on the rise.
I'm assuming, though, to get him back, we're going to have to pay him starter money. So,
well, we'd be trading for the contract.
Right.
Yeah. Which is a big, pretty
Oh, he's
contract.
Paid starter money.
But you can get him
He'd
back.
Be your starter,
for,
too.
You can get him back for a couple of years, and if it doesn't work, you can work toward his replacement while you're doing that.
I guess so.
But Fred's point, I think, is you gave up a first-round pick that may have been the replacement.
Sure. You might.
All right.
I don't think he'd be.
But he also said
the franchise.
Take a couple
but I think
year hit.
Opposite to you, I think you could do a lot worse.
Well, I think you could do a lot, lot
oh,
worse.
God, yeah.
Oh yeah.
I've watched some NFL games. There's some bad quarterbacks that get the opportunity to play and start in this league.
There are some teams that simply do not have guys that are capable of playing the position.
He can,
and he can. He proved that he can.
This is James' game. This is a quick fire response game. Best rookie season will come from a player on offense, defense, or special teams?
Offense.
Would you prefer to trade for Ed Reed, Bob Sanders, or Troy Polamalu?
Troy Polamalu.
Ed Reed.
Troy Polamalu.
Polamalu.
Ed Reed's
the correct answer.
Got only a year left, maybe.
Because is the correct answer. Player that we can happily offload by trading to the Broncos. Maroney, Wheatley, Will Hite, Alexander, Jimmy Sanders, or Andy Hart?
Oh. All of the above.
I don't
Except
know what
Andy.
I'm hurt more by.
Except Andy.
My inclusion or Jimmy's?
Wheatley.
Wheatley? Yeah.
They don't want Maroney. They have a young running back.
Right.
So
Which certifiable receiver would you most want to have on the team for one season, T.O. or Steve Smith?
Steve Smith.
Steve Smith is Steve the correct Smith. Answer.
I would take Steve Smith.
I would take both. You know that.
If Welker starts on PUP, the guy who gets cut to make room for him when he comes back, receiver or another position?
Probably a receiver, because I think they'll probably have a lot of receivers in the offense.
I think it's really impossible. I don't like copping out on these, but
you do it a lot.
No, because you just don't know what the injury situation is going to be 6 weeks in. You know, I mean, they might need the receivers.
Assuming everyone's healthy.
Let's say for
argument, I don't think a receiver will get cut. I'd say that. I don't think a receiver that makes
I don't think
the
he'll
team
get cut,
would get cut.
But they could put one on IR.
Right.
You know,
that's why
to make
not,
room.
Not, right.
And
I think that's kind of a likely scenario. You know, Brandon Tate could have another knee injury.
Yeah. But you also could have Edelman, Tate, and Price all dealing with hamstrings.
Right.
So you can't afford to make a move with a wide receiver. You have to get someone else to make room for Welker.
That's why I would go with the other answer. Somebody else at a different position.
Finally, what will be the higher total for the 2010 season? Total number of interceptions by safeties and McCurdy, or total number of linebacker sacks minus Telly Bentekin?
Interceptions
by safeties?
Safeties and McCurdy.
So like, or number so by of safety. Linebacker sacks minus Bentekin.
Oh, sacks minus Bentekin.
Will lower?
Be much? No, be higher.
Higher.
Oh, I don't know.
It's my understanding that there sacks. Would be no math.
Push.
That number is going to be like in the mid-20s potentially. And you're not going to get 20 interceptions from the safeties.
Yeah, no, Andy's right. Wait, I mean, just the linebacker sacks, though?
Yeah, just
linebackers?
Just linebackers. Just linebacker.
Now, who's that's the linebacker? Not
well, no, I mean, all those outside guys okay. kind of.
Then Burgess, Cunningham.
Mayo, Spikes.
Yeah, I think Andy's right. I think you got to go with the linebackers.
All right. Thanks for that, James, in Brisbane. Wayne writes in, I don't know if ESPN's research is accurate, but if it is, then it sure is shocking. And he links to a ESPN article on NFL Nation about the age rankings for every NFL team. I was surprised that the Patriots are older than the Raiders. Also, I'm surprised that the Colts are fielding one of the youngest teams in the NFL.
Yeah, they.
I think there's a bit of deception on both sides.
Yes.
The Patriots are an old team. I don't think that's not necessarily deceptive. But, like, Indianapolis has a lot of veterans, and then, you know, the core of their team is veterans, but then they have a ton of young guys.
Mm.
Because the Patriots have generally had Larry Izzo types. Sam Aiken right now is what, eighth year?
Eighth, ninth, basically.
A special team. Well, all those guys are rookies and first
year
players.
But not just that, I mean, Eric Alexander has been around forever now.
That's exactly my point.
Your special teams captain. Yeah. Alexander is a guy most fans couldn't even name, and he's been around forever.
And, you know, the Patriots have
projected starters.
But the Patriots are old.
Because you look at the offensive and defensive lines. All those offensive linemen are old.
Right.
Brady and Moss are past 30.
Right.
The old lines, as Andy said, are up there now.
Yep.
The starters, anyway.
Apparently, I wasn't the only one who noticed the new calendar. Doc is now going page by page and raising his eyebrow.
On the other hand,
a new photo that it's changed.
Yeah, someone changed it.
That it wasn't the same beautiful breast shot that's been there for months.
For Christ's sake, he just goes on and on.
He's Andy Hart, unfiltered.
Can I have another vacation day? I'd be happy to take next Tuesday off.
No, you need to be here. I'm gone for the next three shows, happily, for the fans.
Wayne says, on the other hand, the youngest average age team is 25 and the oldest is 27.3 years old. Contractually, that means the average, by the time you play out your first contract, you're done. Average age of a college senior being 22 and gets a minimum four-year contract, that means they are middle-aged or over the hill by NFL standards by the time they get a new contract. They are definitely getting long on the tooth by the time they become a free agent. Ouch. Guess that makes Jake Steele an NFL fossil, which gives new meaning to rock hard.
There's not that much of a difference between all these teams. I'm looking at it. There's
Well, he just said the lowest was 25 and the highest was 27.
Yeah.
But I don't understand what the point about when your first contract is up, you're old.
Well, the average
isn't
NFL
old.
Life. Right. Well, the average NFL life is only like 3 years.
Right, but I'm saying if you're in, based on those numbers, when you sign your first contract and it's up, I mean you're 21, 22. Most of these guys leave early. You know, when you're 21, 22 years old, so you've signed a 4-year deal, 5-year deal, you're 26, 27. That's average age. That's not old. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, when you're average, you're not over the hill.
Well, no, the
How
average
do that average, the average NFL career.
The play? Average experience in the NFL is less than 5 years.
That's but no, when no I know, it. But what I'm saying is, average age is not old.
No.
I mean, I think that we're equating average age in the NFL
with experience.
With you're over the hill. I don't think if you're in the mean, I don't think that
you're
means you're old.
You're right. You're in the middle. You're in the middle. You're in your prime.
But my question is, they always throw that. It's the average age of the NFL this is 3.x years or 4. How do they figure that? Like, if you play one game, are you now bringing the average down?
Yes. I think so. That's why I think that's why.
Because that'd be like saying the average age of a writer is X number of years, and including all the guys that graduated from college that said they're writers and wrote one story. You know what I mean?
Like, right. No,
to me,
right.
there should be a minimum that proved you actually made the league, that you were league worthy,
and
not
I wonder,
just some jag.
Minimum of like a year's experience.
Yeah,
like you made.
I mean,
you
I guess it would probably be
year.
Impossible to do, but
Right.
No,
but I think every time I hear those
kinds of
numbers.
You know those statistics are flawed.
Every time I hear those kinds of numbers, I always sort of take it with a grain of salt for that reason. Because Eric's right. That's the number that you hear all the time. In a league where the average career span is less than it takes to get to free agency.
So, well, like Robert Edwards is really in that group. You know? He was an NFL player whose career was cut short.
That's true.
Freak incident, whatever. Yeah. But a guy like Sean Crable has never been in the league, and he brings the average. Was he even an NFL player?
No, I think
how many guys
been a contract for a while?
How many guys are in the league for a year and then they really weren't good enough to even be? But they were rookies, so they made it. And then the next year,
Thomas
they're gone.
Clayton.
Right.
He's been around on IR and kind of a
even the ones that aren't
I would like to. I would like to know.
I'm even going with a guy that. You know, Hakeem Akbar. Remember Hakeem Akbar?
Yeah.
He made the team for a year, and then the next year he was gone. Gus Scott.
Mm. Did he even make the team? Didn't he flip his car and go on IR?
Yeah, I think he might have been. Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to know.
That had nothing to do with his career ending early, but he flipped his car.
But how many? I forgot about the car accident, but just an example of a guy who stuck around for a year because he showed maybe a little potential or whatever. Then the next year they said, you know what? This guy's the same guy he was last year. He's not good enough. He's cut. He's out of the league. Well, that brings the average down. There's probably 20 guys like that on every team every year.
Right.
I would like to knock out all the guys that don't make it a full year, you know, take those out of the
equation.
Average,
yeah.
And then see what it.
You should have at least 1 year on a team, whether it's IR, practice squad, if you're on a roster, 1 year should be the minimum.
Like, of guys that make it to a second NFL training camp, the average NFL career is X.
Yeah, because
but we always joke.
Look at a guy like Matthew Slater. Okay, we kid around about him. Every year we think, he's going to get cut. But once you kind of make a team.
No, I'll tell you who you should add.
Cut here, he'd probably get picked up somewhere.
Dan Conley.
Raven, well,
is
Dan Conley's
a five. Is a five-year veteran. I mean, he's an absolute nobody, like backup offensive lineman.
He's beat the odds.
And he's had a five-year career. Yeah. Just proves that he was worthy of hanging around the NFL for an extended period of time.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys, though, that fall into those categories. I mean, we laugh about it all the time. When we do the yearbook, we put a full – everybody that has entering his second year or greater gets a full page for himself. And Andy and I joke about it every year about five guys every year. Like, imagine he gets a full page.
Yeah.
Imagine he gets a full page. You know, you would never know. Like, a guy like George Bussey, who spent the whole year on IR last year, he could be – a valuable reserve offensive lineman for them this year, or he could get cut.
I'm going with cut.
And that brings the average down.
Right.
You know, that's the kind of guy. You know, he wasn't really NFL worthy if he gets cut this year and doesn't play again.
But at the same time, when you do those averages, you want to reflect the true nature of the league. And the true nature of the league is that they bring in tons of guys and tons of guys get cut. That is the true nature of the league.
No, but oftentimes the average career length is tied to injury. No.
Well, yeah.
A lot of those guys didn't make it to year two because they sucked. They weren't worthy of being in the National Football League.
But all those.
That's my point. Yeah. They only got to two because they got hurt in one.
Right.
A guy who's sixth or seventh round pick or an undrafted rookie free agent who makes a team 1 year, and you think, good news story. A young guy made the team.
Cliff Kingsbury.
But the next year, the team has a solid draft, and they get people at his position, and all of a sudden he's gone.
Myron Pryor, the guy I think who could get cut, right time, was better than Brace. They needed a D lineman. Yeah. He made the team. He may not really be NFL worthy, Patriots D line worthy.
But you do need, like I said, you do need to reflect the true nature of the league. The true nature of the league is they bring in the Cliff Kingsburys, and then he's gone.
No, I know, but he's gone because he can't stick.
He wasn't good enough to be in the league.
But they still need to bring guys in like that. That's my point.
I know,
guys like that.
My point is, don't try to spin it to me that because it's such a dangerous sport, you only play 2.4 years. A lot of you guys played 1.1 year because you suck.
I think it's two different things. I think you have to have two different topics.
But they don't. They use the average career as an example.
I think you have to have, of the guys that truly make it, how long do they last?
I'd like to know how many guys who made it truly had career-ending injuries. How many guys' career ended due to injury? Give me a number.
No, that's true, but that's also...
David Givens would fall in that.
But that's also something that's distinct to the NFL and football is injuries are so much a part of whether your career lasts or doesn't or, you know, that is part of it.
But that would be more telling than the average career is 3.7 years.
Right. I don't want to... those guys would count, Fred. Guys who's had NFL ability who had a career shortened by injury, that guy would count.
Right.
It's the guy that didn't really belong in the NFL to begin with and stuck around because of an injury that I think is bringing the number down. I think there's a lot of guys that get stashed, quote-unquote,
right,
on IR for a year because they, you know, twist a knee in their rookie training camp and the coach says, let's find a way to keep this guy around, keep him in the program.
That brings Walter Williams. Up.
No, it brings it down. Those are all guys that are washed out of the league in 1 year. Oh,
their career lasts a year or less.
They wouldn't be in the equation if they just got cut.
If you take them out of the equation, if they get cut right away. Right, you're right. Theo in Jersey, I haven't written this show in a while, but I'm writing now because of a trade idea. What do you guys think of sending Mankins in a 2011 third rounder for Sean Merriman in a second in 2012 or some kind of conditional pick based on production?
I'm sorry. I was distracted.
We were distracted.
I never saw a
mildly attractive woman came on TV, and Paul just lost everything.
I hope that's not it.
No. I never saw Amy.
No, that's it.
She's a
really?
Very
lie to you. He stops.
Oh my God.
He stops because of that.
That's
stop
worse
when
your,
you don't know what you're talking about.
She's a very nice girl, actually.
I don't care how nice she is.
She is a very well-respected national baseball writer, Amy Nelson, and I never had seen her in person. That was the only thing I was. I was like, that's Amy Nelson.
Not because she's attracted to her.
No, I actually think she's a lot more attractive than you think she is. By the way.
Based on that, I don't think she's attractive.
Oh, God.
I mean, she's no Jabberwocky that Andy's in love with.
Well, no.
Hey, she's doing ads now for...
boy, did you get killed last week.
For a car dealer in Rhode Island.
I thought that was her, and I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
TV and print spots
I
she's
saw
doing
that.
Now.
See? I'm not the only one who's
right,
said
the,
this girl sells.
I missed the Logan
she's
Mankins
it.
Trade.
With a T.
Logan Mankins to... look, Mankins in a 2011 third rounder for Merriman in a second in 2012, and a conditional pick may be based on production.
No.
Why are we making
no.
this so complicated?
Yeah. No. San Diego would get the better of that trade.
If you
I don't
figure
want
out
Merriman.
The other elements,
yeah,
would,
I don't
you,
want
would
Merriman
you take
either.
Merriman for Mankins?
No.
Patriots wouldn't. Is that what you're saying? You wouldn't?
I wouldn't.
I would not.
If I were running the Patriots,
really?
I wouldn't, no.
Okay.
And I also don't think Bill Belichick would.
Okay.
I don't think he's the well-rounded do-it-all outside linebacker that Bill wants.
All right.
Even at his best, I don't think he was the well-rounded do-it-all outside linebacker
that
Bill wants.
I think he's done.
I do too, but even if he were still competitive, I think Bill wants a guy that can do a lot.
Okay.
I'm not sure he can do a lot. Remember how many times we saw him and they would be dropping him and he was become irrelevant?
You can game plan for that guy and take him out of the
right.
game.
I don't think Bill likes that kind of a guy.
Would they do the lights out dance if he came here?
I would.
Oh, people would do that, yeah.
Oh, they would
even
love
though,
it.
Even though they rip it.
Oh,
now.
They would love it. Absolutely love it.
You ever see when Paul stomps his feet up and down and gets mad? That's called the Miller Lights Out dance.
Gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea.
I asked him if it came out okay.
Everything came out in the air.
Yeah, do we bring that up on the air?
Oh,
that
yeah.
That Chris Pereira had a colonoscopy?
You're going to talk about
well,
this,
you just
Fred.
Did.
Well, I think if he puts it
on Facebook,
you can
it's
talk
out there.
About it.
All right, well, this is a man who got sprayed in the face by a bidet, okay?
Right.
So what are we going to...
Oh, you don't know this story?
That's bidet.
You might have been
gone. Because otherwise he'd be gay.
You didn't know about that story?
Yes, he did.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he told me this story.
Oh, Chris had a procedure yesterday.
We've all been there.
Well, why is he bragging about it on Facebook?
I have.
I need to next year.
Of course, Andy bragged about it on the air.
You're 50
but...
next year?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm 50!
Well, you got to get those when you're 50? Every year?
You're supposed to. When you're 50, you're supposed to get one.
Unless you have a history, you're supposed to go when you're 50.
For what?
Hey, girl.
What do
you should
what?
Get one.
Colon cancer.
I don't need one.
No, you have prostate issues.
I do?
Yeah, every time you run out
he
of here.
It's a growing problem.
Yeah, it's a growing problem, not
it's
a growing problem.
Because I have a 2 liter of Diet Coke every show.
So you're getting them.
Travis,
your
from,
butt.
Travis from Tally writes in.
Why did Chris get one? He's not 50. Does he
he's
have issues?
He's got some problems.
He must have issues.
I told you. He has as big a digestive issue as me. He just doesn't discuss it.
Because he takes 87
I go looking
different pills.
For him.
I think that's nice of him not to discuss it.
No.
That's a credit to him.
Right. I need to recognize my disability. Didn't you tell me this was a recognizable disability?
Yeah, you need to recognize it and do something about it. It doesn't mean you have to spray up.
I have.
And I mean that in both ways.
No, the only thing it's sprayed is the underside of the toilet seat.
Oh, my God, you're poor
he really doesn't stop.
And the wastebasket in some of our hotel rooms on the
what?
Road.
When he, oh. when he
no,
leaves,
that
when
comes
he
out my
five.
Mouth. I'm sitting on the toilet. That comes out my mouth. And I always leave a 10 or a 20.
Then he drops
who's
5
our guy
bucks
that
for the
that
woman.
Puts our clips together of everyone talking? This would be a Mark tape.
Yeah. I heard there was another one of those. Am I going to get to hear that?
What?
I'll find it.
That was from last week.
There was another
and I also would like to hear I'm not allowed to say things are gay anymore, according to
some girl.
Oh, yeah.
Hillary Duff.
Why don't you listen to the show?
I agree.
You're available via podcast.
Why would I?
You could download
Hi-ho,
it right
are you going to be listening to the show when you leave us?
I'm going to be writing in. I'm going to be buying you guys lunch.
Nice.
No, that's a lie.
You might be listening because once your girlfriend dumps you, you'll have plenty of free time to listen to us, and you'll need a little pick-me-up.
Relentless.
I wouldn't come here for that.
Just relentless.
I wouldn't come here for that.
We're not big on pick-me-ups. I'm like Bill Belichick. I'm not big on positive reinforcement.
Oh, we caught Paul.
Paul's going to have a heart attack. There's veins in his forehead. Oh, he's going to die.
Yeah, but you know how they used to say,
he just had a massive heart attack.
That's what old people do.
That's what a massive heart attack looks like.
Fred got me there. He just looks at me and goes, he's relentless.
But you know how...
And as he's saying it, you were continuing.
But you know how they used to say, you know, Parcells, he'd tear him down, and then at the end of practice, he'd bring him back
up.
And he just tears him down.
He just never builds him up.
There's no reinforcement going on.
That's not true. That's not true.
He just tears him down. And what would happen if his girlfriend did break up with him? Then what would
Wouldn't be my fault. It's his fault for following her to Virginia.
I know, but that whole time he's thinking, effing Andy.
Was right, as I always am. We should probably bring up, it's a hot topic apparently, Paul tells me, the Mel Gibson tirade.
Oh my God.
Oh, jeez.
Do we have any of that, Doc? You're not Doc.
I'll look for an edited version.
He has to be bipolar.
I'll tell you what he has to be. Where did this happen? He assaulted her. He threatened to kill her and bury her in the Rose Garden. Right. He threatened to hit her in the head with a bat,
and he admitted, basically, that he punched her in the face and knocked teeth out.
And he was every cliche you
Who's
hear
she?
About abusive men.
His wife.
He was every cliche. He was like, you don't have any friends. I'm your only, talking her down.
Right.
Like, how about, I'm all you've got.
Did you hear when she said that she was going to go to her friend's house? And he said,
she would have banged me.
She wanted me.
Yeah. Only out of respect or whatever. He's everything.
He's bipolar.
Telling her friends that they want.
He's sick and he needs to be put away.
He needs to go to jail for at least a decade, no question. But he needs to be taken to task.
Too bad because he made some pretty good movies.
Oh, Gladiator, tremendous. Paul has no interest in it, but
he didn't make Gladiator.
Mel Gibson didn't make
Russell
Gladiator.
Yeah.
Oh. No, what's the other one? Braveheart.
I am William Wallace.
I didn't care for the Patriot.
I loved Braveheart.
No, you told me no interest.
Terminator. No interest.
And I'm talking about this.
Travis and Tally says, first I got my essay back on Star Wars and got an A. Thanks, Fred. You're welcome.
Well, glad Fred could help.
Thank that author. Who was the author that Fred stole the book idea from?
Joseph Campbell.
Thank you, Fred.
He goes, admitting
Joseph Campbell? No, it wasn't him.
I said it at the... He's a professor from Columbia, dead now, up with George Steinbrenner, but yeah.
Or down with
Billy Martin.
These are my assessments on the other AFC East teams. Dolphins, while they have improved their passing game, they are still held back by their quarterback. Henny does not have the arm to get the ball to Marshall deep. Their defense has two big problems. One, their secondary, which does not seem very deep. Davis stepped up last year, but behind him there is not much. Also, their defensive line is relying on rookies like Odrick that did not impress me. Overall, I see them finishing third, and without progression from Henny, they could be held back for a while. The Jets... There really isn't much on the defensive side of the ball to worry about other than Cromartie. What? If he doesn't work out, then they have the same problem they had last year.
I think he's saying everything else is proven.
Oh, I see. Just like the Dolphins, their quarterback is the key to how far they'll go. They help Sanchez out with Holmes, but I'm not sold on Sanchez's decision-making. The addition of LT, I feel, is going to come back and bite them in the ass when he starts complaining about his carries. I obviously hate the Jets and everything they stand for, so they will finish second. And the Bills, no need to talk about them. Also, just finishing watching the three seasons of Arrested Development, do you guys have a very similar dysfunctional type of family?
That's pretty accurate.
I have no
idea. What, dysfunctional family for you?
This, he's saying, is a dysfunctional family like Arrested Development.
Our families.
No, he doesn't know our families.
That's why he's asking.
I don't think he was asking. You read it like he was saying, I watched Arrested Development, and you guys have a similar...
No, I think he's asking, do we have, like
was
you?
Was there a period or a question mark at
the
end of
the sentence?
No, I think
he meant that we were similarly dysfunctional.
Like Arrested Development.
No, I don't know the show. I never watched Arrested Development.
I think we function.
Yes, dysfunctionally.
Dysfunctions?
I think Steinbrenner, by the way, was reprimanded earlier in his career, Fred, just reading some of the scrolls from some Nixon stuff.
Okay. Strippers writes
in. Oh, by the way, just quick. Brandon Marshall, not really a deep threat.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I agree with
He's a big guy who catches passes, breaks tackles, and then has plays after the catch.
I agree with that. He's not a deep threat.
I think the other guy is their expected
Brian
deep threat,
Hartline
right?
Hartline? The scene of a car accident.
Who?
Who?
Brian
He's
Hartline.
Just going to talk
wow.
about
Wow.
The South Florida Sun Sentinel reports that a 2008 Ford pickup truck registered to Dolphins wide receiver Brian Hartline was discovered abandoned following a crash on I-595 earlier this month. The accident reportedly took place 4:30 in the morning Saturday, July 3rd. Hartline's vehicle collided with a parked 2002 Cadillac Escalade just east of I-95.
And he just left it there?
Yeah, he just left it there, I wow. guess. So.
Figured I'd just buy a new one.
Another idiot. No one will pin that one
exactly.
on
exactly. Right.
A Florida
not quite as cool as when Lance Briggs left his Lamborghini or Ferrari, though. It's
Florida
just a Ford
trooper,
pickup truck.
Attempted to contact Hartline's wife, but in the call was returned by Hartline's attorney. The lawyer assured police that his client was uninjured, which was probably a little less than what the authorities wanted to know.
We know he was uninjured because
right.
he ran.
Highway Patrol hasn't heard from Hartline, and a Dolphins spokesperson says the team is unaware of the incident.
Sounds to me like he's making a mountain out of what could have been a molehill.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably would have been even less than.
He hit a parked car?
Yeah, I'm sure he was drunk.
Right.
We've all hit parked cars before, so let's move on. You did. You did.
You say it was broken down. That means it was parked.
I hit a broken down car in the middle of the road.
It was parked, Fred Kirsch. I don't care what word you want to use.
It was parked.
It was parked. Was it moving? There's two states of being.
No, it wasn't moving.
For a car. Moving or parked? Two states of being. Thank
no.
you.
Well, if you're at a stoplight, you're
thank
not
you
parked.
Very much, Fred.
Would you stop? Try to have a little fun with Zero to Hot Perillo.
A lot of email, or not a lot, but a couple emails.
By the way, if Antonio Cromartie is a problem with the Jets, I wanted to address the last email that we just did. If Antonio Cromartie is a problem, then they're back to what they were last year. Well, I think the Jets will take that.
Right.
Defensively. I mean, they had the best defense in football last year.
Couple emails asking what we think of Unga.
Unga Bunga.
Okay.
The supplemental draft guy.
I kind of like him as a
third
a
round
secondary type guy. I don't think he's ever going to be a lead NFL back, and this is what I kind of said back at draft time. They need a replacement for Lawrence Maroney. They need a top
well, they need a number one
back.
Guy, yeah.
So I don't think Unga's that. I think he's a big guy who could get be a nice complimentary thunder and lightning kind of guy. If you drafted Spiller, draft him.
I think he's better than – he's much better than Heath Evans, but he's not quite as good as Corey Dillon. To give you two Patriots perspectives.
Yeah, not even in the ballpark.
He's in between Dillon. Those two. I'm just trying to give, like, parameters here. He falls in between there somewhere. So he's between Walter Payton and Patrick Pass.
No.
Better than Pass. Like,
well, no. Heath Evans was, you know, kind of a tweener back.
Yeah.
And Corey Dillon had the greatest season in the Patriots history. He's between those two. So
I'm
Fred
talking
Taylor
about
here's where Eric sulks.
And here's where Paul goes from zero to hot. So he's basically Fred Taylor, Sammy Morris, Kevin Falk, Lawrence Maroney, and Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, who are all also in between Heath Evans and Corey Dillon.
Eric has nothing to say.
Now he's got the blank Fred Kirsch stare into the camera.
To be fair, Chris Taylor is not between those two. He's behind Heath Evans.
That is correct.
A couple quick responses to the guy who thinks that FIFA's fixed the World Cup.
Yeah, I was surprised I didn't elicit more response.
Fixing International Football Association.
Hoove writes in.
Hoove.
Juvenile.
Don't mess with the Hoove.
This is for the moron that said that
him.
Spain had fixed to win the game.
The moron.
Hey, douchebag.
I wonder where this is going.
Hey, douchebag, what about the guy who kicked the Spanish player in the chest? He should have been ejected. You don't know what you're talking about. I myself think that all the soccer players overreact to illegal touching or kicking. I watched the final game, and
do.
If anybody was a favorite by the ref, it was the Netherlands. Stick it in your ear. And please pronounce my name as J as in John, U as in unicorn. So Juve.
Juve.
Juve. So there you go.
Juve. Juvenile. Juvenile.
And one other.
We often mispronounce it.
Michael
well,
writes
we didn't
in.
Know how
I always,
it was an
always
H sound or a J sound.
Yeah. Michael from Galway, Ireland, one of your emailers suggested the World Cup was fixed for Spain. Can I say what match was he watching? The ref did a great job. He could have easily sent off 2 to 3 Dutch players in the first half, but he wanted to ensure the game was even, as Eric just stated, as I write. Also, the goal was not offside, as suggested. Replays clearly show he was onside. Spain's victory was a victory for football over violence. Even former Dutch legend Johan Cruyff was outraged by the Dutch attempt to kick their way to glory. See his quote below. Last
soccer.
Night branded the Dutch vulgar. after their final shame.
Wow.
The Holland legend blasted the style as vulgar. It was lamentable, sad. They played dirty and deserved to be down to nine players very early. There were two tackles so ugly and dirty that they even hurt me. It hurt me because Holland chose such an ugly way to try to win the title. The style has very little to do with proper football. So,
yep.
There you go.
And it was ironic, too, because they were talking about how the Spanish team has, or the Spanish game in general, has such a Dutch influence from all of the, like, the older generation Dutch players and coaches who ended up playing in Spain or whatever. So it's
right.
They've sort of overtaken the Dutch in their style of play.
Right.
That's really interesting.
Not.
Well,
I know that's what you were going to say.
We had a producer that helped me out.
Leave him alone. He's on vacation.
I'm trying to figure out how to play a commercial.
I'm just saying.
It's not a video.
You're
not
gonna I got it from CNN if you want it.
But are you going to be able to find a...
I dug deep and found it from CNN.
Really, we don't need to listen to that crap.
We turned over every stone.
We really don't. This isn't TMZ.
Plus, it's
we now have boundaries and standards.
No, but I agree with Fred. Plus, you have to beep out so many words, you don't even understand what you're saying.
Well, I assume it's already beeped out.
It's
that's what I'm saying. You have to. You can't understand what
you're saying. You guys don't trust me to beep anything.
What was this tirade on?
His ex-girlfriend taped it. She recorded it.
Oh, that, okay.
Because she wanted evidence of his nuttiness. So,
she got it.
It's a real rant. Like,
you should hear it.
Screaming. I'll look it up when we go upstairs.
And then it's, at one point, he stops talking. He's just going like this.
He's hyperventilating.
Oh, yeah.
into the phone. He's nuts.
Wow.
No doubt he's nuts.
I agree with Fred.
Sean writes in, do you guys want to get rid of Brady? And if you do, what is your suggestion for a replacement? Those days of him living in Gillette Stadium are over. The thought that he is mesmerized by his wife after the time they have been married is crazy. I'm hoping that he remains healthy and has an amazing injury-free season, because that is really the only shot this team has. He will have to, like 2007, put up amazing numbers to compensate for the defense. So there's Sean, a little...
Yeah, no, I agree. No, there's no one I'd rather have. There's no option right now.
No, because as we said earlier,
I think they need to do something now, as in the next offseason,
to address that.
Specifically address the successor, because I think the end is closer than a lot of other people do.
And, Paul, we feel that way about not wanting anyone other than Brady, because as we said earlier, when he's on the field actually playing, he wants to be the best. He plays that way. And there's nobody else better.
Yeah, and listen, you can make criticisms or you can analyze a situation without necessarily saying, this guy's all through, I want somebody else. I don't want Matt Cassel instead of Tom Brady. I didn't want it after the 2008 season, and I don't want it now. I wouldn't make that deal. Like, I'm with you, Fred. I wouldn't trade for Matt Cassel. I'd rather have Brady.
Well, but that's not what the trade was
asked. A true successor. Even if Brady is gone, I'd rather work to get a true successor. I don't think Castle's the answer.
Let's say all the reports are true, which, you know, we think at least partially they're true, that he had something wrong with his ribs, something wrong with his finger, yet he still had pretty darn good numbers. But this year he comes back 100% healthy, and he has the type of year, they don't have to win the Super Bowl, but as far as Brady, there's no doubt this guy's back. Okay.
Well, I have no doubt
because
that he's
back. I don't either.
And because of that, we think, no doubt, if he stays healthy, he has another four or five years. Do you have to start looking for that successor now?
I would, yes.
Yes, you do.
Well, yeah, you always have to plan ahead. I mean, it took Matt Cassel 4 years to
develop.
I don't have any...
By some miracle, the Patriots ended up with the first overall pick. Do you use that for his successor
Well,
now?
if you think that successor is there in the draft, yes.
If it was a year like this and Sam Bradford was the guy,
right.
I probably would.
But
or
then
Matthew
how long
Stafford
do you have Sam
ago?
Bradford sit on the bench before Brady's done?
A year or two.
Yeah.
But I've just said...
I don't think that he's going to be your guy for five more years. That's
my
opinion.
But I'm saying if you think he can do it for another 4 or 5 years, do you start looking now?
Yes. You're always looking.
I don't understand why you wouldn't look.
I think it might be too early because you don't want that guy just languishing on the bench for 4 or 5 years.
I don't want a 38-year-old guy quarterbacking my team.
Yeah.
Well, if he still can do it, why not?
Steve McNair.
Because I'd rather have a 23-year-old guy who I know is going to be the future.
Fred, did you think Steve McNair was a pretty good quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah.
Yeah, he sat his first 2-3 years on the bench in Houston / Tennessee.
I'm talking about 4-5, 2-2.
I don't want a 38-year-old quarterback.
Yeah, we don't want. We're saying,
but the bottom line is, if the guy that's available is a no questions asked franchise quarterback,
you take him.
Because somehow no it'll work out for you.
And I know that we're going to get probably some email. I know there's no guarantees. I know there are plenty of, you know, can't miss busts out there that can get. You just have to
have
at some point have faith in your ability to get a guy, and then you have to move on. I mean, at some point, somebody other than Tom Brady is going to be the quarterback.
And
whether that's 3 years from now or 5 years from now, it's going to be.
I know, but I think it makes a difference
whether it's
three or five.
It does because as far as
what you're putting in to get
but
the
you're
other
making
guy.
This out to be a perfect hypothetical of he is going to be playing at this level right now in 5 years. I think that's virtually impossible to say.
But let's say you get that quarterback in the draft. Let's say we got Sam Bradford. You have him around for two more years, you know, on the bench. And then at that point, if Brady can still play and he's still valued as such around the league, you can still trade him and get something decent for him at that point, and you have your quarterback of the future.
Like for example, let me give
who's
you this
ready to go after 2 years.
Well, Fred, your theory is just put it off because it's too early. But do you put it off not knowing if there's another answer? You pass up on answer A, which you know is an answer to your problem.
And then I don't know when
there
I'm going to get
be
in that
another
position
answer,
again.
Right. I mean,
this is a year though they have two first round picks, and one of them's the Raiders, and who knows what the Raiders are going to be? It's a whole new thing right
a
now.
A number of quarterbacks, including what's his name. The kid that everybody said could have been the number one pick had he come out last year,
Jake Locker.
Locker
from There's Washington.
By the way, he would not be a guy that I would
from Stanford. Yep.
There's another one
Ryan
other kid.
Ryan Mallett from Arkansas.
Mallett. I mean, there's going to be guys, and we know how much it can change between now and next January.
I don't know which guys are the guys.
Here's what I worry about, and you can't tell me that this won't happen. Brady has a good year. Let's say they go deep in the playoffs, but whatever the team does, there's no doubt Brady's back. He can do it, okay?
I don't have any doubt now.
Okay, but just let's just say that, you know, because people said at the end of last year he doesn't have it anymore, especially in clutch situations.
They said he didn't have it last year in clutch situations.
Okay.
Yeah. Not that he doesn't have it anymore.
Okay. There's a difference between
all right,
those two things.
But let's say even the clutch situation is off the, you know, the criticism, okay? My fear is next year you bring in that guy, and no matter what happens, now you got two quarterbacks. And now the slightest thing that Brady does, you're going to have bring in the young guy.
What?
I hate that situation.
Do you worry about that with Bill Belichick as the coach? What does he care what the fans are saying?
No, but it could affect Brady.
But it's just part of the regular transition.
Your guy, Bill Parcells, says if you got two quarterbacks, you don't have any quarterbacks.
No, but you'd only have one
right, in
Belichick's mind, Tom Brady.
Well, I mean,
unless he's playing at a level that is not worthy of playing.
Have we ever in New England been in a situation where we had a guy like Tom Brady who was getting to the end of his career, but it was a Hall of Fame career, and his heir apparent sitting on the bench? No. And that's
well, how many
never
teams,
had
a guy that's
how many
Hall of
teams
Fame
have
caliber?
Ever had that situation?
Right. Well,
the San Francisco 49ers,
exactly. And that wasn't
the only
a good
team.
Situation. They had to get rid of Joe Montana.
Yeah, it killed him. I'll tell
you.
They
won another Super Bowl with
wait,
Steve
that may
Young.
Actually be the perfect example of you trade away Brady, the next guy's ready, and you keep winning.
All right.
Yeah.
And that's how you end up winning 14 straight division
now,
titles.
And predictably, and I would guarantee this would be the case, I don't think Steve Young was as good as Montana. But
no,
he was good enough.
He was good enough to win a Super Bowl.
Well, much
was,
like I don't
at,
think
at
the guy
time,
who replaces
you had to go with
he's
Young.
A second tier Hall of Famer
but,
instead
but,
of a first.
But, at the time,
but what I'm
remember,
saying is, I don't think he was that good.
Montana had the back problems, and you know,
and Brady will have the
and
rib
he could
problem
have something
or
else.
The knee problem.
But those that's
you're,
I'm ruling out injury. Okay?
Right, because
I'm,
you're ruling out you're putting a hypothetical together that I think is virtually
case,
impossible. You're saying that this guy is going to continue to play
situation
at a Hall of Fame level.
Every year until he decides
unimpeded
to retire.
For 5 years, you know, forever.
And
so
not only that,
he's gonna not
the
play
perfect
anymore.
Quarterback will be available the perfect time you want it, whether it's 3 years
and
out.
And when
or
I decide he's not playing at that level, I'll just pluck a quarterback off the quarterback tree.
Because he'll be available.
Next That's year, wrong. You might have a chance to get I'll
now,
get, let
you're
me
right.
Give you.
It might not work. Green Bay had an ugly divorce.
The timing might not be
ugly
right.
Ugly divorce. But what did they end up with? One of the top five quarterbacks in football. In Aaron, or top eight.
You know, that's why.
I didn't even think of that. Oh, stop it, Fred. I didn't even think of that, but that's a great example of a guy that was drafted.
You
in
can
Fred's
be so
mind.
Annoying when you want to be.
If you're a fantasy player, you like
in
Aaron
Fred's
Rodgers.
Mind, it was a guy they drafted too early.
I think
I'll give you an example. Minnesota right now, Fred, do you think the Vikings, you think Brad Childress and that team and that organization would rather have had a Matthew Stafford who, say, was entering his third or fourth year right now, but Matt Ryan or Joe Flacco, and not have to worry about this nonsense from a 40-year-old guy who, by the way, is still playing at a very high level and still played at a great level last year for them. Do you think they'd rather have a young guy that they could say, I want to wash my hands of Brett Favre?
But you know, here's my – I think, you know, again, maybe you think it's just pie in the sky and it's not, you know, realistic, but – I think the ideal time when you have a guy that, you know, is your quarterback and can continue to play, the ideal time is when you think he has 2 to 3 years left, then you start looking.
Well, then I would start looking because I think he has 2 or 3
years
left.
You might as well start looking.
See, that's where I'm worried because I think he might have more than that.
I think he has more than that.
And I know that the next contract they sign for him will have to be more than 3 years. I'll tell you that.
And by the way,
when has that ever stopped them from cutting a franchise player?
By the way, 2 or 3 years from now,
Drew Bledsoe,
eliminate 1 year. Because they don't have to make this determination until he plays one of those years.
Right. That's true.
So even if you say 3 more years, that's 4 years from now. You get 4 more years out of Brady.
And you can trade him. He'll be tradable. Someone's always looking for a quarterback. You've paid the bonus money.
You can sign him to a 5-year contract right now, 5-year extension, to have him go through, you know, from 11 to 15 or whatever, and still draft a quarterback in 11 and be okay. Like Andy says, he plays well in 10, 11, and 12. Maybe show some signs of, you know, deteriorating. You make a move,
and some team like Vikings.
Someone like the Vikings
wants
will be
a guy
quarterback
for 2 years
away.
Who's on just has a contract salary, no bonus money. They just acquire the contract. Now, I think the one argument maybe against it, Fred, is as the number one overall pick. Theoretically,
you're going to have to pay.
You're
like
paying two guys.
That's right.
An abundance of your salary cap.
Yes, I was just going to say.
Yeah, but there's going to be a rookie salary cap.
But you didn't say it.
I was.
You had all your idiotic arguments first.
There's going to be.
I never understood that argument.
That was the next thing I was going to say.
There's going to be a rookie salary cap in place by that time.
Maybe.
Most likely.
Maybe.
I don't know.
You know something I don't know?
No, but that's what everyone's been talking about.
I know you don't, so.
I think that'll be the case.
Because I'm Andy Hart and I know everything
about
everything.
But I don't even care about that because I'm going to have, if I have that pick, I'm going to have to pay him anyway. I understand the theory. Now, they're both quarterbacks, but. It's still the money that you're spending on salary. So it's okay with me.
If you need a pass rusher and you're paying a backup quarterback $15 million, you could allot that money to Julius Peppers. Julius Peppers. You know,
I know.
When you're paying a lot of guys,
we know they
only one
that.
Guy can play quarterback at a time.
I understand.
When you're paying two that much money, it makes a difference.
I don't think that's going to come into play. I really don't. I think there's going to be a rookie salary thing where it's not going to be. But you know, it'll be a lot of money. It'll be a lot of money, but it won't be like
be an issue.
Matthew Stafford-like.
But it'll still be money you could allot to X, Y, and Z, your other
it's
needs.
It's still going to be an issue, whether they have a cap or not. But it wouldn't prevent me from doing it. Now, you have to have the right guy.
Right. Sam Bradford, for me, who I loved.
I'm not in love with any of those guys, by the way,
Sam
that
Bradford.
We just talked about.
I think. If he waits 3-5, I think he's a franchise quarterback, and I think those are exceptionally rare. You get, if you're lucky, I guess 2 a year, maybe, with Flacco, Ryan. But I think for every year you get 2, there's going to be a year where you get 1 or
None.
0, and they're rare. There's 32 teams. Say one of those comes along once a year. You got to time it perfectly right. I don't think you can just pick from the pile like you think you can.
You
3 years out from Brady's end.
Yeah, you got to just you got to
like
wonder
I said,
about
it. I'd rather take the hit for a couple of years until I get the right guy. I'm willing to do that. I'm not saying
you're
that
missing the point. Day We're saying the right guy is there next year.
The day that Brady stops, we have to keep on winning with that guy. I understand that there's got to be a transition point there between
but
the old guy and the new guy.
There wasn't for the 49ers.
You're saying there doesn't have to be.
Well, even if he's his first year at playing.
Why,
I'm talking
see,
about in the
this
league.
This is my thing. You say I'm okay if it's a couple of years to wait for the right guy. Why can you get the right guy 2 years after Brady's done?
But
you can't get the right guy in 2011.
There's even the chance that his first year as a starter, he may not be just right.
All the more reason why I want a guy on the bench learning from Brady for a year or two.
Exactly.
Like Matt Castle. Do you think Matt Castle would have played as well as a rookie he did in his fourth year?
But he had Belichick. So.
And so will the rookie, presumably.
And so does Brady.
Paul.
Andy.
They're doing some work behind us, apparently.
What is going on?
I don't know, but they're going to come through the... let's take a quick break, and I'll pound on the wall.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in?
It says here American Airlines Flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. It says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? Jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited. But only when I travel.
Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Okay, so to recap, these are last year's sales results, and here's how we stand now. I need some clutch players who can get us some numbers up on the board. Ted.
Yes, sir?
In the fourth quarter. We've come from behind in the fourth quarter before. Ted.
What?
I need you here in a shotgun. Put on this helmet.
It's a garbage can.
Do it.
But it's dark in here.
Susan.
Yes?
What? You're going to reverse right and then break left at the cubicle.
What?
I am.
Let's go!
Mr. Krevelin?
That was awkward.
Think football? Bank football.
Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
You can take the trash can off now.
What?
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services and Bank of America and a member of PIC, copyright 2009, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Rock the Plaza every Saturday and Sunday, to the Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday, to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
I'll tell you, I was at the beach on Tuesday, and there were a lot of high school girls there.
So you were lying on your stomach drilling for oil all day?
And I'm the inappropriate one.
That's another great moment from PFW in progress.
All right, back here in PFW in progress. Web radio at Patriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7482 is the phone number. Taz in Toronto writes in, was wondering if any one of you have seen Florio's segment on Brady's days being numbered in New England. Florio was saying that Tom Brady has gotten too big for New England, kind of like how Bledsoe got too big. It's a good clip, which I would like you guys to watch to tell me what you think. I think Florio's anti-Patriots is just trying to stir up trouble. So he gives us the link. But
is it a video clip?
Yeah, it's a video clip.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I don't watch those. I don't watch video on those.
It's
things.
Not like Naked Girl or Dancing Raccoon. I don't watch it on the internet.
Well, Brady being too big for New England.
Bledsoe being too big for New England.
Where's he going to go?
So he went to Buffalo?
Yeah, I know.
I don't think.
Well, he got traded. Why,
no, I know. But he wasn't
choice.
Too big. He became too bad for New England. They had a better quarterback.
Paul?
Nothing to do with how big he was.
What's that now?
Yeah, no, I that's nonsense.
And I agree with Florio trying to stir it up. I don't know if he hates the Patriots or not, but he tries to stir it up anywhere he can stir it up.
What does too big for a town mean? I don't really get that.
Does he mean too big for the Patriots, not too big for
did
New
LeBron
England?
James become too big for Cleveland? Everybody thought he was going to go to New York or Miami for the star, glitz, glamour.
I think he did it strictly for the championships.
I do, too.
What is
talent to South Beach?
But what does too big mean?
I don't really understand.
Everybody
that.
Puts a lot of emphasis on all those marketing opportunities.
I would question
this
Florio.
He's not going to get any more or less opportunities because he's here.
To me, it's an archaic thought process. This is a global nation. You know, everything is instant. You have the internet and cable, and everybody sees everything.
You're the double rainbow guy on YouTube. Have you heard about this guy?
I think it's fake.
Oh, you do?
No, I don't think the rainbow was fake. I think his reaction is fake.
No, I know.
Wait a minute.
I don't think
you
it
didn't
was.
Think those Gatorade commercials were fake. So you're a bad judge of this.
I think he was on mushrooms, for crying out loud.
I don't think any rational human being has that reaction to a rainbow.
It was a double one, Paul.
Oh my God!
I think he was high.
Yeah, it probably was.
Todd from Nova Scotia thought I'd write this email in support of Fred's Star Wars over the Bible brouhaha. If the PFW
that's
crew,
got legs.
If the PFW crew were Star Wars characters, this is who they would be.
Oh God! Andy Paul's got the fat worm thing on.
Andy
dropping
is
hot.
Yeah. Andy is Han Solo, a vagabond smuggler who seems to get away with the smart-ass comments no matter the situation. To be truthful, I just wanted Fred to call Andy a vagabond.
That's vagabond. But I end up getting encased in something.
Carbonite.
I?
Yeah.
I don't want to end that.
Eric
do I
is,
get Princess
no,
Leia?
No, you get out of it afterwards.
Do I bang her?
No.
Yeah
you do. Actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Eric is 3P.
Hey, it's colonoscopy boy. Come on in for a guest appearance.
Oh, God. He's got a gun.
We've all been there.
Oh,
get down! We've all been there. We've all had things shoved up our butt at one time or another.
What was his name?
Mark Tape, please. I am sick of things coming in and out of my butt.
Eric is C-3PO, stiff and made of gold. How else does he drive a Saab, takes trips to Egypt and Africa, and ensconced in cashmere? The only difference is C-3PO was slightly more in touch with his sexuality. Plus, Eric is so arrogant, a British accent can't be far off. Paul, of course, is Jabba the Hutt, an angry, hairless beast that loves nothing better than throwing harmless Patriots fans into the rancor pit. Paul will eventually pick a fight with the wrong woman and will be choked to death with her own chain. Side note, Princess Leia in a space bikini. Schwing!
She kills Jabba?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chokes him.
Chokes him with a chain.
Is it possible I haven't seen all these? I mean,
well, you had a colonoscopy.
You
don't remember things.
I didn't have digestive issues back then in the 80s.
You didn't?
Fred is Yoda, old and wise, but we have no idea what he is saying because
talks funny.
Most of the time he may be just too deep to understand. In Charlie Casserly's gossip, a grain of falseness, Bill Belichick found. Oh.
I don't know what that means.
In Charlie Casserly's gossip, a grain of falseness.
What a loser.
Chris, we got an extra microphone here if you want to talk about your recent experience.
Why are you taking pictures?
No, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, they had an old picture in there with old cast members.
Oh,
I got it.
Oh, what are you doing? You're on the air.
You're
put those stupid things on.
He really
just put them behind your head like you normally do.
No,
don't look at the camera.
He looks at the camera.
Tacoma is the guy in Star Wars who moves to the forest moon of Endor to go back to school in a desperate attempt to keep a girlfriend who was obviously
geeky.
Trying to dump him, but he just
getting
doesn't
a little
get the
geeky?
Hint.
Well, at least they started with major characters.
Overqualified for all the jobs in the sucky economy. He becomes a stormtrooper as a last resort. He is the guy on the right who dies as Darth Vader enters Leia's ship in the first movie.
Wait,
so
isn't he going into landscape management?
So you're a stormtrooper.
My girlfriend's getting into landscape architecture.
Oh.
Doc is Barf. I'm a Mog, half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend. I just want to get a Spaceballs
no
references. So that must.
Oh, okay. I've seen that movie.
Of course, I have to know. I have no idea who any of these characters are. I just looked them up on George Lucas, Jesus,
right.
What a Hairy Dude, .com.
Right.
Oh, who am I kidding? Ranker Pit gave me away. P.S. I'm with Fred. The third new movie is the best of the lot. And P.P.S. How many weeks until training camp?
Two.
So July 29th is when camp opens.
Empire is still the best of all of them. The third one of the second trilogy.
The third one of the second.
Which is the number three.
Empire Strikes Back. That's
no.
The second one of the old one.
Yes, that's the best one.
That's the second one of the old one.
That's correct.
Yes, Fred.
But you
said
the third one
of the new Star Wars is trilogy.
What order they came in.
The one he said, the third one of the new trilogy
is what?
Is the second best.
It's the second best.
Yeah.
I believe that's the first best.
And the second best of the third trilogy is the first best, which is, of course, second best.
Why don't we rank Rockies now?
Why don't we put bullets in our own heads?
It was my understanding that there
why is there
no
more
map.
Construction going on right outside the studio?
Because they're 4 and 8 inches deep, kind of like Chris's doctor did yesterday.
Oh.
Jordan wants to know, are you guys scared of the Jets this year? What do you think they'll finish?
I'm not scared of them.
I'm afraid of their talent.
Yeah, I'm a look. They have to be respected.
How many pictures
they
this
have
guy
a lot of
oh,
I don't know.
Especially
enough.
On defense. But the more I hear about stuff coming out of New York, the less scared I become.
I agree.
True.
I think they're going to have some games where they look like Super Bowl champions, and then they'll lose to the Bills or they'll lose.
Yeah, but unfortunately, we play them in September, so right. there's yep. one game that they'll probably look like Super Bowl champions.
But I also think beyond all that, and Paul, I've kind of said this to you 1,000 times.
Yeah, I
the
don't
disregard
agree with
for
you
the
much.
Running game. They allowed a guy who was just their leading rusher for 4 straight years at 1,200 plus to just go. We're just going to go with the young guy, which is fine. He looks like the replacement for a month.
Yeah.
But if he's not the replacement, then what do you do?
Yeah, I have more.
Because your backup is not the replacement.
Is your all-pro quarterback going to hold yeah. out for?
But to
you
me,
know.
That's secondary. That they had no control over that. I mean, I know they could give him $100 million, or whatever, but they chose to make a change at running back.
Yeah.
And maybe there were side issues. They were bitching. He was bitching. He didn't want to be whatever. But factually speaking, I think the depth chart at running back is not as good. And for a team that won running the ball and playing defense, to me, that's a concern. Yeah. A legitimate on-field football concern.
I would agree with
concern.
That last part. It's absolutely was their own doing, and it's a team that runs the ball, and definitely Sean Green and Thomas Jones would have been a better combination than Sean Green and LaDainian Tomlinson. However, I do think not knowing the situation, there was some validity or some merit to the argument that Thomas Jones has been the guy, and now we don't want him to be the guy anymore. We think that may be more damaging than LaDainian Tomlinson coming
Could
in.
Be.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's no question, if you're going to match up Thomas Jones and LaDainian Tomlinson, Jones wins right now. No question.
It's kind of like the quarterback argument we were having earlier, only with the running back. They had a guy who's proven, but he's getting towards the end of his career.
Right.
So when do they make the change? They pull the trigger now instead of waiting till later.
Yeah. LaDainian Tomlinson.
He may be Aaron Rodgers. He may be statistically may have 1,500 yards this year.
LaDainian Tomlinson is not going to go there and complain about his role and about his carries, I don't think.
Maybe.
Because he's already geared himself to this the last year or two in San Diego. He understands that. Now, maybe I'm misreading it. Maybe I'm giving him more credit than he deserves. I don't see him complaining
right.
about the role. I think
right.
Thomas Jones
he's
may
accepted
have.
The role. He might maybe. Have. You're right.
Because Andy's right. Thomas Jones has cranked out 1,200-yard seasons 3 or 4 years in a row for the Jets. And now they're asking him to say, this guy is better.
Right.
You sit back and take a
and
back
says,
seat.
Excuse me,
I'm not sure. I'm not sure he
right,
would have accepted
6,000 yards,
even right. though he's a good guy by all accounts. I'm not sure that would have been as seamless as everybody else thinks it would have been. Now, here's the problem: if something happens to Sean Green, they're ill-equipped to handle it.
They're
if
SOL.
Something happened to Sean Green with Thomas Jones, they would have been much better condition.
Now, if the
and
passing game's
Leon
better
Washington.
At this point, they may be a more balanced offense. There may be not be as much on Sean Green. Mm. But to me, those are legitimate football yeah. ifs.
And I would add Leon but Washington to the running game because now they have Joe McKnight doing that. And who knows,
McKnight,
if, he,
right.
who knows if he's anywhere near
and
as good as Leon Washington.
Because they kind of had to. I
yeah.
mean, Sanchez
well,
wasn't ready.
That's another
no,
part
I know.
Of the theory.
That's what
they should
saying.
Be
able, if they
can
do
throw
this
better,
year,
they're not
be,
as well equipped.
They should be a balanced offense this year. And if they're not, they're not going to be as good as they could be anyway.
Like that other guy, I think the defense is going to be good. I don't really have any questions. How good, how dominant, you
right.
know, there's some variance.
Listen, Revis, and
gonna
be some,
good.
And there's going to be some catch-up to them, too.
Oh,
people
yeah.
are going to, you know, have figured out how to deal with those jailbreak blitzes a lot better than last year.
Like the Patriots in
07. The first time
people
that
will
they,
figure
they
it out
dealt them.
Right.
Dealt
soon
with
enough.
On the phone right now
well,
with
when
Brad
they a false
from
start
the
save
Shore.
Their ass
Brad,
in Baltimore.
Thanks for holding on.
You know.
Hey, no problem. How you guys doing today?
Good.
Good discussion today, guys, for off-season. Not bad.
I told you.
We got a little colonoscopy talk in there, but
nice.
Other than that, we're not doing bad.
Good.
Look at those coaches' shirts. Wow.
Hey, kudos to the ratings. You know, you guys do a great job and keep it up, and I think you deserve all the ratings you get. So,
thank you.
Thank you.
You are definitely now first and second in where I go for news, not the other Boston media outlets.
Well, there's nothing wrong with them, but
people,
you know.
No.
Yeah,
there's
there
plenty
is.
Wrong
there's
with them.
There's a lot wrong with
we're
them.
We're the best.
What
just
are you talking
say
about?
The discussion you were having on the NFL career, I've always felt is skewed because you've got like what 10 to 15 really good players that hang around versus 40 guys that shuffle in and out every couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So you're always going to have that skewing going on.
And so many more players, and Fred made that point, you know, of 53 guys, you need guys
right.
to fill out your roster that
but
you don't
only
need
them for 1 year.
Exactly, that you don't need in the other sports.
Yep. When is the supplemental draft? Isn't that coming right
Thursday.
Up?
Thursday.
The 15th.
Oh,
yep.
okay. Yeah, well, Thursday I will be on the road headed to Maine, so getting out of this heat. So
maybe.
You know,
yeah,
you
I know.
To,
it's been pretty hot up here. So
you can have Tacoma come down and enjoy the heat for a while.
It's been hot here and humid. We've had 90-degree days for most of this
why
month.
Why are you yelling at Brad? He did nothing Nothing to
very,
you.
That was very Paul-like. He was arguing with himself.
Brad, ignore Eric and proceed.
Well, no, the difference between New England and down in the Mid-Coast.
If you say humidity, I'm going to punch you.
Is that at night, it still cooled down up there.
Not recently.
Yeah, and not this month.
We've had lows in the like mid-70s at night.
Yeah, but see, we'd kill for that. Because down here, it's 99, and at 11 o'clock at night, it's 88. And it's like, it just never cools down.
That's what air conditioning's for.
So yeah, except then your electric bill goes to the roof.
I noticed.
Anyway,
your heating bill goes
top
to the
three
roof.
Bills in my electric bill this month.
Even, it all washes out.
quarterbacks, bad example, but it's the best one we have in New England, was Grogan and Eason. I felt that was they had to play Eason because he was the first-round draft pick, because he was the up-and-coming guy, and it just didn't work. So for every
But he was also better than Grogan at the time.
But Grogan was also 40 years old at the time.
Exactly.
But
that's what we're
going
to
Will Brady.
And that's what we're going to be talking about in 3 or 4 years. You know, Brady will be 36. And
yeah, but I'll take 36 over 40.
No, well, Grogan wasn't 40 throughout the 80s.
Yeah.
He was 40 when he retired. He was 35 and done, you know, in the middle of the decade. He was only good in spurts. He was the ultimate backup quarterback. He could go in the game. He could rally the team. He'd give you a spark. But you asked him to play 3 weeks in a row, chances are he's going to lose one of those three games for you with his play.
And
that was I'm a huge Grogan fan, but that was Grogan's career.
Right, but unfortunately, Eason was lose 2.5 out of those three.
Yeah, but not in 85, 86, in that era. He was very good. It was after that that he sort of gotten beaten down by
When he got shell-shocked in the Super Bowl.
Right.
That was...
Yeah, that hurt him.
That really hurt Eason because that could have been a moment where the franchise turned and it flopped back.
But in terms of talent, it was a no-brainer. Eason was the guy to go to in the mid-80s. And I'm not a Tony Eason fan by any stretch.
No, unfortunately, neither was I. But anyway, that was my example of the opposite of a Montana and Young, where you've got the young guy and you stick him in and he keeps right on rolling along.
When Tony Eason was drafted, Steve Grogan was 30.
Right, but how old was he?
No, but that's what I'm making your point.
Right, yeah, you know, and he wasn't 40 until the end. Right?
Right.
I mean, he probably wasn't even 40. How old?
He retired in 1990.
10 years later, was 40.
But what was that?
83. And he retired
Steve
in 90.
Steve Grogan was born in 1983.
Eason
was drafted in 83.
Right, okay. Right. 83. So he wasn't even 40 when he retired.
37.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
I was just saying, have you heard those window ads? Right windows? Three windows for white, blah, 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 30. We should get them as a sponsor for when you two argue. We've reached the right window conclusion of this argument.
All right, couple more things.
This is the right argument of the day?
If we had, people selling ads.
I thought Brian and I were agreeing.
You were both saying right.
That's how we argue around here. We agree.
When are you guys going video?
I was with you.
Never.
Never.
Why not?
Because you don't want to see us.
Faces for radio.
Video killed the PFW
Brad, tell
stars.
Me, why is it important for us to be on video?
Oh, it isn't.
Right then.
No, the ratings are going so good. I mean, you could bring in another whole genre.
Or
no.
We might ruin it.
We're
up 500%. We're shooting for 600.
Okay, here's your three questions for the week, seeing as I won't be around for a week. Brady doesn't re-sign. Who do you go after as your starting quarterback next year?
Oh, next year?
Now,
Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Did he not re-sign too?
In other words, Brady's gone. Who are you now going to go out and try to get?
Brett Favre.
Somebody from the draft.
Well, unless there's a free agent that you think is...
Or a young backup somewhere, the Matt Schaub route.
Hmm.
I'm trying to think.
It's pretty thin.
Not good.
I was doing the same thing. I was trying to figure it out. It's pretty thin out there.
Yeah, I'm not sure that the draft is the best place next year. Yeah, I don't love those guys. I'm not anywhere near as high on Jake Locker as everybody else.
Maybe you use Brian Hoyer for a year or two until you find the right guy.
I'm quite certain I don't want to go that route.
Wildcat all
you
the
might
time.
Have to, though.
Julian, what
you
are you doing?
Yeah.
But see, do you... This is the when you guys were arguing back and forth about this. This is the dilemma you find yourself in.
Exactly.
Right. Is we've now said it's not time to get a guy to replace Brady, which everybody agrees. But now we have a Brian Hoyer, as nice a guy as he is, I don't think he's a Brady. You know, if he doesn't re-sign, what are our prospects? We're either going to overpay a second-rate or second-tier, not second-rate, but second-tier quarterback to come and play, or you're going to put Hoyer into the mix, or you're going to use your pick from Oakland, draft a quarterback, and just stick him in there and hope that the Patriots are a good enough team that he doesn't get killed in his first 2 years.
Well, the option you're leaving out is just overpay Brady, just re-sign
Brady. No, I said, given that Brady doesn't re-sign.
Yeah, but don't
his stipulation.
You control that.
No, that was his stipulation, assuming that that's what
But
well,
it's always
out.
Going to be an option.
And under his scenario, Brady's refusing to sign no matter what you give him.
Right.
That won't
In other words, let's say everybody's true, everybody's
Since
wrong.
Since when can't we have any hypotheticals in Indy Hart world?
Brady is going to go to San Francisco no matter what.
Over my dead body.
All right.
Indy can control that.
I'll make him sit out a year.
All right, your second one. Crable plays 14 games with 9-plus sacks. Do you resign it?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course. Yeah.
Even though he's been injury-prone for two straight years?
Yeah.
Maybe he got it out of his system.
I've invested so much in him so far.
Still got twiggy legs. But
all right, and your last one, we saved it for the last because it's the hardest. Maroney has 1,200 yards and 14 TDs. What do you do?
Let him go.
Yeah. I think that would be an aberration.
1 year does not wipe out four or five or whatever it's been.
I certainly wouldn't be. I would be looking into re-signing him, but at my I would not give him a Corey Dillon deal.
Right, I talked to
him. It'd be at my money.
I talked to him, and in the moment he says something outrageous,
but he would want.
Once he
says the word million, he would want. he would want a huge payday if he had that kind of season.
Yeah,
he would want a huge payday.
See it all the time with running backs. They think 1 year at 1,200 yards is I'm back, I'm here, I'm money.
Right,
they all want the money,
and New England wouldn't give it to him.
You know, I wouldn't be giving him $5+ million up front to sign or anything like that.
And
he'd be looking
and
he'd be looking for more than that.
I'd give him
if he had
25.
But if I could get him at a bargain basement deal, I'd look into it.
Okay, how many yards and touchdowns would it take?
So if,
he just said 1,200 and 14 touchdowns.
What if he rushed for like 1,500? What if he had an amazing season?
Thank you for your service, NFL rushing record.
It's still one season.
Yeah. Then
I wouldn't give him a big contract.
Then I'd say the offensive line without Bankins had done a really, really good job.
Right.
Yeah, I would say that.
If Maroney all of a sudden rushes for 1,200 to 1,500 yards, I'm sorry, I cannot put it on Maroney. Therefore, my take is a 2011 running back in the draft in the first round and take Unga in the third round, replace Maroney and Taylor with the draft and Unga.
Yeah. Whoever's out there, you can get a back.
I cannot put 4 years of madness with Maroney behind me just because he has one good year.
I agree. It's unanimous.
Whereas Crable, I agree. I would give Crable a contract if he comes out and finally starts playing.
Well, he's never proven he can't play.
Well, to me, that would be like a rookie comes in and plays 14 games and has 9 sacks. I mean, I would love to see what he's going to do in the next year.
But it's not automatically going to
extend his contract. It's a third-round pick. It's not.
He's also under contract still. This isn't a contract year for Crable.
He'd be a restricted free agent.
Well, under the old rules.
Yeah.
Right. So,
what was his contract?
He only had a
three-year
contract?
He only had a three-year contract.
I don't know what his contract is. I'd have to look that up.
That seems kind of low for a player that high.
Either way, I would be looking for – I agree. Usually a third-round pick would be a four-year contract.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Four-year, $2.466 million contract.
So you wouldn't have to worry about him for another year.
Okay. I don't think you have to worry about it at all.
No, I don't either. But in any regard, if he was free, I would still be looking to keep him – you know, if he was a free agent, I'd still want him back. That'd be the first taste of playing time, and he showed he could play. He hasn't shown he can't play. He hasn't shown the ability to get on the field.
So after all this off-season talk, seeing as it'll be training camp almost by the time I get back, we are pretty much agreeing that quarterback is our biggest position question.
No.
What? Quarterback?
For 3 weeks, everybody has discussed the fact that what do we do about Brady?
Nothing.
We've discussed different scenarios, but
right
we haven't discussed what do you do.
If Brady goes down, what is our weakest link in the team?
Well, that's
always been the case.
Yeah, and that's
what team doesn't have that to say?
We saw that with the Colts last year, for crying out loud. Remember the guy that they brought in?
Curtis Painter. Because Jim Sorgi got hurt, and he probably wouldn't have done all that much better anyway.
But is it better to have invested a third-round pick a couple years ago in a quarterback then instead of taking all these fifth, sixth, seventh, and undrafted
they did. Rookies, his name was Kevin O'Connell.
They did. Right. It didn't work. They got the
they
wrong
drafted
one.
A guy in the third round who we thought was the heir apparent.
Yeah. But we haven't done it again. Right.
So it was only 2 years ago.
You want to do it every year?
Well.
No, you don't.
But everybody is also scared that if Brady goes down, we're staring
that's
at Boyer.
That's always been the case, Brad.
In Indy. It's the same thing in who's New Orleans' backup? Mark Brunell, the guy was 752 last year.
Right. He's Aaron Rodgers' backup.
I don't have I don't
he used
have
to be
faith.
My friend from high school, actually.
Who's that?
He was a fourth stringer.
Yeah.
I'm lying.
Who?
Yeah. And he's not in the NFL
just
anymore.
Stop.
Greg, Chris Rosati.
Yeah, the Rosati kid.
Oh.
Was never Aaron Rodgers' backup. He was a backup quarterback for the Packers. There's a difference.
He was on the practice squad.
I don't think backup quarterback is... I mean, listen, if you get there, especially if you have a really, really good starting quarterback, if you get there, you're in trouble.
Right.
You know, and for all the... You know, I was teasing Andy. For all the wins that they had in 2008, bottom line is they weren't a good... They weren't a playoff team. They went from a Super Bowl, undefeated team, a completely stacked team... to out of the playoffs, seventh best team in the conference without their quarterback playing the balance of the season. And I know that was an atypical season that they went 11-5, but they weren't good enough based on the competition. And I think that's going to be the case with nine out of 10 quality teams. Tony Romo goes down, you're going to lose games. Peyton Manning goes down, you're going to lose games. We'll see what happens in Pittsburgh if they're able to tread water for the beginning of the season. But I'd be surprised if they did anything better than 500 without Roethlisberger.
And last year we slipped even further.
What's that now?
You think you slipped further last year?
I do.
Didn't you win the division and go to the playoffs?
Interesting.
We got our butts kicked in the playoffs. We didn't go to the playoffs. We didn't even
How do you know you would not have gotten your butts kicked the year before had you gone to the playoffs? Oh, I know why. Because you didn't go to the playoffs because you weren't good enough to go to the playoffs.
I'm not debating that. But I think the game over game between the two seasons...
One team made the playoffs, was playoff worthy, one team wasn't.
In an extra game played, they still couldn't win as many games as the previous team won.
That's irrelevant. They made the playoffs. They were considered among the best teams in the NFL that year. You don't judge it over different years.
They were not considered one of the best teams in football.
Yes, they were. They made the playoffs.
But they weren't.
By definition, they were a playoff team. The best team in the league.
They weren't considered one of the best teams in football.
No way.
Yes, they were. The 12 best teams from the regular season go to the playoffs.
Now you said 12 best. That's different.
I never said one best, two best, three best, four best, or five best the first time.
You said one of the best.
Among the best. You clearly put a number in your mind.
You said one of the best.
They were.
You said one of the best.
Every year, the NFL anoints its 12 best teams by putting them in the postseason.
The Patriots were one of the 13 best the year before.
But Andy, realistically, when someone says, oh, they were one of the best teams last year... You don't
they
go
were
down
a playoff
to number 12.
Team.
You don't go down to number 12.
Well, you can you do your little cutoff
Andy,
wherever you want.
Andy, come on.
Then how many best teams were there last year?
Three or four.
Yeah.
Do you know how this...
Okay, just give me the team.
Do
I didn't know every
started,
year you change
the
it.
This
the playoffs.
This
That's how you know who the best teams
classic,
in the league
this
are.
Is going
this is
back
playoffs.
From yesterday. This is a classic Paul and Andy. This is how this started yesterday.
Playoffs.
Last year, we were picking our training camp preview. We're doing our list. We had teams on the rise.
Right.
And we picked the Patriots as one of the teams.
On the rise?
Yeah.
Because they didn't make the playoffs.
Well, they didn't make the playoffs, and we think they're going to the Super Bowl. So they're on the rise. And I was joking. I laughed. I said, I guess we missed that one. And Andy goes, no, they didn't miss it. I go, we won less games than we won the previous year.
We went to the playoffs.
I was on the rise. And he goes, they went to the playoffs.
On Paul Perlow's win-based criteria.
And Andy made fun of me because I'm going way out of the box by counting wins.
But wins are not equal year to year. Sometimes 10 wins is very good. Sometimes 11. Sometimes 14.
Yeah, was
it's
10
all dependent
making
on the competition.
The playoffs isn't the same every year.
Was 10 wins very good last year?
But I think making the playoffs is an accomplishment.
It is, but it's not the same.
You won your division.
That accomplishment. I never said it wasn't an accomplishment.
You said they took a step back.
I just said they took a step back.
Yeah,
I didn't say it wasn't
an
accomplishment, but I just have a hard time thinking most diehard New England fans would not agree that they took a step back last year.
We sucked.
The defense wasn't there.
Wait, you think they took a step back last year from the year before?
Yes. What?
Yes, that's what he said.
Yes. Because the defense
couldn't. So he's against you.
Right.
The defense couldn't.
I don't think
stop.
They took a step back last year.
Well,
I think the defense 2 years ago was worse than the defense last
year. Defense 2 years ago couldn't stop anybody. Did you go to the San Diego game? Did you go to the game when Seneca Wallace was beating you?
Right.
Yeah, but a lot of that happened.
This guy should be on the show. He just says right to everything.
He's been on the show for about 15
That's
minutes.
That's true.
Now.
Blow him up. He's been on too long.
All right, guys.
All right.
Talk to you in a couple weeks.
I love getting Andy to talk fast.
Doesn't take much.
Good stuff. Rasmussen, useless Denmark, he says. So it's the dead period of the NFL. Can I say that, Paul? I mean, somebody could have died recently.
That's true.
And with George Steinbrenner.
Why would I get mad?
No, remember we had an issue 1 year and somebody died and then the SPFW
and you
was
said
dead
the
period.
Dead period. Right.
Somebody
oh,
was
got
really
mad
sensitive.
Somebody
in the
got
front
mad
office,
at you.
Got set, right. Got mad and changed it or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Who's
oh,
dead?
Yeah. Steve McNair. Steve McNair. It was last year.
It was this time. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's right. Good call. They remember everything. Our listeners are the greatest. Totally forgot about it.
He was dead on.
And with nothing else to do, really, I'd love to hear which former Patriots you'd like to see as a coach for this team in any capacity, not as head coach or coordinator, and which players you think are real possibilities to come back and coach for the team. Bill Belichick, head coach of the New England Patriots, has a tendency to promote within the team, but promoting old players to coaches would fall in line with that, I guess. I think this would be a great way to teach the younger players about the Patriot way to do things, i.e. preparing for games and not having fun in the locker room after getting their asses kicked. So here are a few things to discuss. So,
well, I always thought Steve Grogan would have been the perfect quarterback's coach / offensive coordinator.
Okay.
That's one guy that I always just...
I mean, I
the
I
first
like,
one that comes to mind.
A guy like
mind.
Brusky, I thought his influence in the locker room would be good.
Yeah, I would say Vrabel.
Brusky and Vrabel would be two guys that I would... Yeah. They've both talked about coaching. I think they're both very, very into the schemes and the game plans and things like that. They looked at it from that way as players, and they talked about being coaches. The whole question with that for players is, generally I would say none, because then very few of them are willing to put in the amount of time that it takes. And that, to me, in the NFL especially, is enormous.
Brusky's a family man, and I think the analyst role suits him better because he gets to still talk about do the chalk talk, but he doesn't have to put in, you know, he can watch film at home with his kids if he wants to. He doesn't have to be stuck in the windowless office in a stadium.
Do you think it's different now that players make so much more money, especially the top players, than in older days?
I do. Yeah, and I think that's why they don't need it. They don't need to put in 18 hours a day.
And not only that, Bruce can go to ESPN and make
way
boku
more.
Dinero.
Right.
Where if he comes here to be a coaching assistant, intern like Pepper Johnson started, he's making nothing. Then he's making $30,000 a year. Then if he's lucky, he gets up to like $100,000
a
year.
Where he's making a decent living and he's on the verge of being a coordinator.
And he's put in a decade of his life that he can never get back 24 hours a day.
And he gets passed over.
Wow, he is a negative little man behind
Listen, don't throw shots at the organization as you're leaving it.
Did you see the Chad really Pennington
comes in to coach the linebackers and is only doing, you know, like videotape cutups?
I didn't see that.
I don't know. Eric's talking. Chad Pennington.
he's the only one allowed to talk over anybody.
Right. Chad Pennington talked about he wants to coach today. No questions asked. High school level. He's played at all three levels. He's had a lot of success at all three levels. He still thinks there is nothing like Friday night football. That's where he wants to be involved in. And
good for him
with that question.
Yeah, that was like Chad
Pennington. And he also said he feels like you can make a difference, quote unquote, in their lives, not just, you know, X's and O's, coach them up. From Tennessee, didn't know that.
Good for him, Chad Pennington.
I thought it was from West Virginia.
Couple
I
did questions. Too.
But he talked about the rolling hills of Tennessee are beauty to me.
From Rasmus, Nick Kazier.
Did he say
at
it like
guard.
That?
Succeed or fail?
Fail.
Nick Kazier at left guard.
Paul Perillo, Pro Bowl. Andy Hart, fail.
I think it'll be fine.
I think it'll be fine. Succeed. Yeah.
Darius Butler outplays Lee Bodden in 2010, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
No. The fact that Manning has not yet started to discuss a new contract, is it good news for Patriots fans, yes or no?
No.
Who? Manning.
No. I want to get him done.
Yeah, I do too.
Who?
Manning.
Manning. Is it good news or bad news for the Patriots that he hasn't signed a contract?
Irrelevant.
I think the faster you get him done, the faster you get Brady done.
Exactly. Extending Randy Moss for fair market value, yes or no?
No.
How long?
Yeah, how long an extension are we talking?
No, he's probably 3 or 4 years.
No. I'd give him two.
Offering him a fifth rounder or higher for Harry Unga, yes or no?
Harvey.
Harvey, I'm sorry.
I'd go with a third.
Fifth rounder?
Third or fourth?
Fifth
or higher, he said. None for me.
Just a third.
I'll give him a fifth.
Nothing higher than a third.
Right. I just want to yell Unga Bunga.
All right, Andy swayed me. I'll give you a fifth.
That'll be my new pad.
I just don't like running backs.
By the way, Chad Pennington from Knoxville.
Okay. Interesting that he went to Marshall and not Tennessee.
Probably didn't have a choice.
Not have been that good.
Andrew writes in, just wanted to let you know that it's a great show for the offseason.
qualified. It's making the day go by a lot quicker.
Go bleep yourself.
just a comment on the QB talk. Living in Oklahoma my whole life and being a Sooner fan, born and raised, I would have loved to have seen Bradford wear a Pats jersey.
Me too.
So,
I wouldn't. Jimmy Sanders would not have been happy because I wouldn't have been able to talk about Jimmy all the time.
Would you love to have seen him wear a Pats jersey and sit on the bench for 4 years? That's the question.
It wouldn't be for 4 years if they took him.
And even if it is, if he's great in his fifth, then yes. If I'm great at quarterback with Brady for four and Bradford in five, now I'm just always great at quarterback.
Do you think it's possible that a guy coming out of college who's supposedly a blue chipper can actually get worse by not playing for 4 years?
Yes. I do.
No.
In my opinion, that would mean that he's lazy and he's not doing the amount of work that he should be doing.
Oh, by the way, I don't know the answer to this off the top of my head. How many years did Steve Young sit behind Montana?
Well, he started his career in L.A.
I know where he started his career. I just want to know.
So it's not really relevant, though, because he played a lot of years before he went to San Francisco.
I want to know because I want to know when San Francisco decided to bring him on board, knowing that they still had Montana
the year they traded for him.
I don't know. Was it 88?
We'll have Tomas look that up, see if we can get that before.
Freddie, let me pose a quick question to you regarding James Sanders. Came to me the other day. James Sanders and Ty Warren.
To you or?
4 years in San Francisco without
4 years without playing.
Wait. Hmm. How many games did he play in those years?
He played a lot. He played.
So without, he didn't go 4 years without playing.
Well,
without
he played starting. A lot. Sorry, without starting. That was. Poor word usage.
Because
I mean,
Montana was always hurt at the end of his career. He had to play.
He never started more than three games. He played as many as 11.
In a season?
Yes, in a season.
So
he never started more than three, though.
Certainly is not Fred's little theory of rust. He didn't play at all.
There was 1 year, I believe it was the year that they...
In 88, he played 11 games.
I want to say the year they beat Cincinnati in the Super Bowl. Walsh benched a healthy Montana in the middle of the season for Young.
In 91, he played in 11 games and started 10. That would probably be the year.
But my point is, he had 4 years. They still had Montana for 4 years, even though he was banged up a little bit or whatever.
Right, but it was
they
not,
got him earlier than later.
They didn't get him to sit. They got him to play for their banged-up quarterback. And he did, periodically, for 4 years.
But basically. They saw it. In other words, they saw it coming. They could see that it was time to start making a change.
In my thing, I was ruling out the whole injury.
No, in your thing, you had him playing at a 2007
rose-colored
level when he's 38
scenario.
Years old. In your scenario, and if that happens, then you're
probably
right.
We're trying to take
a
realistic approach.
All right, that's going to be it for this.
Wait a minute. Five minutes.
It's 2 o'clock.
It's not 2 o'clock.
Well, we started at 12 on that clock, not your clock. That's clock.
We want to do more PFW projects.
Yeah, a show. No. This is part of your job.
I have work to do.
No, you don't, Fred. We
every time
need
I go
you.
In your office, you're watching like, did you guys see the rainbow video on YouTube?
Fred, we need you.
Every time you go in my office, that's what happens?
No. Right most now? Of the time, you're not in there.
The next time you come in my office will be the last time you come in my office.
Kick your ass.
All right, that's going to be it for this edition. We will see you Thursday. Don't worry, we'll be here. We'll see you then.
Listeners all over the world are discovering PFW in progress.
Oh, my God. What the f*** is this?
Patriots.com Radio.